Deal a burst of fresh anytime with Dove Go Fresh Body Mist with matching deodorant plus three other fresh scents. Find them all in the deodorant aisle.
To 13 languages using social sites like Facebook and cell phone text messages to get the word out. We're live in Cairo with the story. Here's White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Invoking words from the Quran, the Torah, and the Bible, the president has outlined his vision for improved U.S.-Muslim relations. He called for an end to what he described as a cycle of suspicion.
The partnership between America and Islam must be based on what Islam is, not what it isn't.
Mr. Obama also issued a blunt challenge to the two sides in the Middle East stalemate.
Palestinians must abandon violence. Resistance through violence and killing is wrong, and it does not succeed. Israelis must acknowledge that just as Israel's right to exist cannot be denied, neither can Palestine's. The United States does not accept the legitimacy of continued Israeli settlements.
Now Mr. Obama promises to patiently pursue Middle East peace. Live in Cairo, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The president did try to mend fences, but CBS News Middle East analyst Reza Aslan on the early show says he also took on some old taboos.
He talked very forcefully about women's rights in the Muslim world. I thought that was really fascinating, and I expect that that's going to get a lot of debate in the Muslim world, which is precisely what Obama wanted.
I'm Robert Berger, live in Jerusalem. Israeli officials say the president's speech will advance the peace process, but settlement activist Nadia Matar is skeptical.
Obama, you can't appease the Muslim lust for conquest by selling out the Jews and their biblical homeland.
Palestinian leaders welcome the speech, saying Mr. Obama is taking an even-handed approach. Live in Jerusalem, I'm Robert Berger, CBS News.
They don't have jobs to lose. They don't have 401ks. But kids will bear many of the scars of the economic downturn. CBS's Dan Revive has the latest report in our look at children of the recession.
According to Professor Kenneth Land of Duke University, scoring 28 factors in the lives of American kids, all the gains in well-being, including income and health, are being rolled back almost to where this index started in 1975. Based on previous recessions, Land expects, for instance, obesity.
Parents will substitute fast food, high sugar content food, and this will cause an uptick in the rate of overweight children and adolescents.
One of the few positive factors, he says, more kids are involved with religion. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
There are some new concerns this morning about this country's playgrounds. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano. Barry, what's the worry?
Kids play without a care on them, Steve, but some adults are concerned playgrounds and sports fields made with ground-up tires are a safety hazard. The federal government's investigating. The EPA's own scientists say some research shows this recycled material contains potentially dangerous chemicals and carcinogens. Other studies discount any problems. Supporters add ground-up tires actually can prevent harm to kids by cushioning their falls. Steve?
When people talk about a health care crisis, the focus is usually on money and insurance. Well, now add the wait time to see a doctor to the list. A survey finds appointment wait times have increased on average by more than a week over the last 5 years. It's the World News Roundup, and it's 4 minutes after the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Turn up the thermostat and start peeling off clothes. Mayor Hickenlooper taking off his tie at a mayor council meeting this week, and he didn't stop there.
And then you also can take off your jacket.
Okay.
How far are we going?
It's part of a mayoral program called Cool Biz. At more than 100 city buildings, employees are being encouraged to dress more casually this summer while they turn up the thermostat to save energy. Last year, Denver tried it with just 7 buildings, and the city saved more than $29,000. The University of Colorado plans to eliminate 75 faculty and staff positions at the Boulder campus to trim nearly $13 million. It could mean fewer courses and bigger class sizes. Moose on the loose in Edwards near Vail. Schools in the Edwards area kept students inside all day after a moose wandered the grounds of Berry Creek Middle School. And the Colorado Avalanche looking for a new head coach, the Avs firing coach Tony Granato in a major front office shakeup. Rockies continue to struggle as Houston wins last night 6-4, the series finale tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a foggy start to this morning's commute, especially on the west side. So roads like 36 and C-470 along the foothills could be affected. Now, as far as I-25 looks, downtown a little bit busy just past 38th as you're making your way towards Spear. We're also seeing volume start to build on the westbound side of 76 approaching 270. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet.
Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website's server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
Ladies and gentlemen,
after a huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Po. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
So you run Windows at your desk. You have an Airport Express hooked up to your stereo. You want to stream music from your PC to the big speakers. Impossible? Not with Airfoil from the guys at Rogue Amoeba. This isn't anything new, but they've just released version 2.7, which improves many of its features and now supports the Airfoil Speakers Touch app, which streams to your iPhone or iPod.
So keep your ears open for that. More details on that giveaway throughout the broadcast. In the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to have on our special guest, who we've been, it took a lot of wrangling to free up some time on his schedule. We're going to have Noam Chomsky on the line in the 8 a.m. hour. And to kick it off, we'll do what we always do. We'll start with our news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
We'll start with local news. Denver metro area jobless rate is improving. Denver Post reports that Metro Denver's unemployment rate declined to 7.5% in April, compared with 8.2% in March. But economists noted that the rate reliably dips between March and April, and said they don't believe the report indicates the area's economic fortunes have suddenly dramatically turned. Amazingly, a year ago, the unemployment rate for Metro Denver was 4.3%. So in 1 year, it has almost doubled. The chief economist at the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment said the monthly dip likely reflects an increase in seasonal work, such as construction, that requires warmer weather. Denver Post also reports, the business section reports, that the state's weatherization partners, agencies, nonprofits, and the like, are ramping up hiring to help meet increased goals for weatherization work. It's part of the Green Jobs initiatives through the federal stimulus bill. Governor Ritter gets a letter of thanks from organized labor. Governor Ritter yesterday won kudos from at least one part of organized labor yesterday after being dogged by grocery workers over that veto of the bill about unemployment benefits. But a letter signed by the heads of the AFL-CIO and the Denver Area Labor Federation thanked Ritter for signing two key pieces of legislation that are really important that got very little media attention. Ritter signed House Bill 1310 that will prevent employers from inappropriately claiming workers are subcontractors, and that allows those employers to avoid paying those workers benefits. This is the whole misclassification issue. I have a whole chapter in my book about this, my most recent book, The Uprising, about how companies misclassify their workers. They call workers temporary workers when in fact they're permanent workers. And FedEx, for instance, is a big culprit in this. And so, you know, it's true. Big kudos to Governor Ritter for standing up and signing that bill. There were probably a number of corporate power brokers who did not like that. He also signed Senate Bill 247, which extends unemployment benefits to more out-of-work Coloradans. It changes some of the ways you can apply for unemployment benefits so that our state qualifies for those stimulus funds. Ritter also signed a landmark budget reform on Wednesday, and supporters promise it's the start to fixing a constitutional mess that has Colorado headed towards a California kind of economic meltdown. Dozens of businesses and community leaders gathered at the downtown Denver partnership offices on the 16th Street Mall as Ritter signed Senate Bill 228 into law. That law repeals a 1991 measure with the unwieldy title of, and I've never figured out how to say it exactly, Arvashug Bird, that restricted how general fund revenues could be allocated and the rate of growth of the operating budget. So it's basically an attempt to start unwinding the evil knot known as TABOR, the so-called Taxpayer Bill of Rights. And the new law frees up money for instance, higher education. So that is a good piece of news. Ritter, his major opponent, or one of his major opponents in 2010, is out now giving a speech, probably, I guess, his first act as an official candidate. Gubernatorial candidate, former Congressman Scott McGinnis, is scheduled to address a meeting of the National Association of Royalty Owners in Parachute on Saturday. Basically, he's talking to the oil industry. National news, obviously President Obama in the Middle East today in Egypt, talking about trying to change our relationship with the Arab world. We'll see what the ramifications are of that. Not a lot of policy specifics, but certainly a step in the right direction. A big step in the right direction, if you ask me. The New York Times reports that Obama said Wednesday that he is now receptive to congressional proposals that would require Americans to have health insurance and oblige employers to share in the cost. But he did say there should be exemptions for this mandate for people who cannot afford insurance and for small businesses in general. Remember, this was the big debate between Obama and Clinton in the Democratic primary. Obama saying he didn't support a health care mandate. Clinton saying she did. My worry on this, folks, is that since we haven't been talking about a single payer system that cuts out the private insurers, we're seeing the negotiation erode and erode and erode away over health care. Right? If you ask for single payer, out of the compromises of the legislative process, you might be likely to get a robust, what's called a public option, a publicly run insurance plan that if you don't want to buy private insurance, you could buy. If you start by asking for single payer, you might get negotiated down to a public option. If, on the other hand, you do what the Democrats and Obama have done so far, which is start out saying we want a public option, you may only end up with a government mandate for everybody to buy private insurance. And I don't know about you, but private insurance isn't the cure-all that it's made out to be. I buy private insurance now. A lot of people buy private insurance now because they have to. Simply saying I have to doesn't change the fact that it's unaffordable. That's the problem. The problem is affordability. Speaking of single payer, yesterday Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, who has the only single payer bill, is the only sponsor of a single payer bill in the Senate, came out of a meeting with Senator Max Baucus, the chief health care negotiator for Senate Democrats. Baucus, of course, is the one who has said that single payer is off the table. Baucus has taken millions and millions and millions of dollars from the health insurance industry. Sanders says that Baucus told him that he regrets killing single payer. I'm not sure exactly what that means for these negotiations, but Sanders saying that Baucus regrets having said that. I think in retrospect, he thinks there probably should have been hearings about single payer. It should have been part of the process. Unfortunately, it hasn't been part of the process. Attorney General Eric Holder on Wednesday reversed the Bush administration ruling that had weakened the ability of immigrants facing deportation to argue that their lawyers did a bad job, to essentially argue that they did not get adequate legal representation. So a more tolerant immigration policy slowly being formed by the Obama administration. In New Hampshire, the legislature approves revisions to a same-sex marriage bill on Wednesday, and Governor John Lynch there promptly signed the legislation, making New Hampshire the sixth state to let gay couples wed. That's good news. The Washington Post reports that, empowered by the government's emerging ownership role, members of a Senate committee yesterday attacked General Motors and Chrysler for their decisions last month to close more than 2,000 dealerships. The senators have been besieged by dealers in their districts who say the franchise closures were unacceptable or unfair. And I support these senators trying to get involved. If taxpayers own the company, then taxpayers' representatives have a right to ask these kinds of questions. A federal judge yesterday declined to penalize Justice Department lawyers for flouting his orders in a sensitive electronic surveillance case where the Obama administration sided with its predecessors, the Bush administration, to the alarm of civil liberties groups. But U.S. District Judge Vaughn Walker did not give the government what it wanted either. The San Francisco-based judge batted away fresh Justice Department attempts to appeal his rulings, which had been critical of Obama's approach to protecting state secrets. Instead, the judge directed attorneys for the administration and for a now-defunct Oregon charity to prepare court filings this summer about the legality of the government's warrantless eavesdropping program and the scope of the executive branch's authority. So, unbelievably, Obama, a constitutional lawyer, so far seeming to side with the Bush administration on its warrantless wiretapping. The Politico reports that President Obama's promises of change are falling short for one core Democratic constituency, at least, gays and lesbians, whose leaders say Obama's administration isn't keeping up with the times. Gay rights campaigners, most of them Democrats who supported Obama in November, have begun to voice their public frustration with Obama's inactions, small jokes at their community's expense, and deafening silence on what they see as the signal civil rights issue of the era. And in our final news update story, got this from the Tacoma News Tribune. The teachers wanted persuasive, and they got it. At the end of his speech Tuesday urging legalization of marijuana, a 17-year-old Peninsula High School student there in Washington pulled out a joint, lit it, and smoked away. Then he ate the remains. For that, he got a quick escort to the school office and then a ride to juvenile jail. It's pretty hardcore. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, we're going to kick off today with a debate and a discussion about vigilantism. There have been a number of acts of what you might call vigilantism in our country and here in Colorado in recent weeks. I'm going to fill you in on what's gone on. And then we're going to discuss whether you think that the rise of vigilantism is a good thing or a bad thing and why you think it's happening right now. There was a pretty big shooting in Colorado, a killing, in the last couple days that hasn't gotten very much attention. And you're going to want to stick around and check all this out. It really paints a picture of a pattern of a country moving into vigilantism. Yesterday we talked with 5280 magazine about their reporting on what they called Gunland and the West's increasing fervence about guns. And so we're going to get into whether vigilantism is on the rise and why. And as mentioned, just to remind you, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to both days of the Mile High Music Festival later on in the broadcast. Stick around. We'll give you details on what you should be listening for. And in the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to have world-renowned scholar, thinker, activist, and Professor Noam Chomsky. That's in the 8 a.m. hour. I'm David Sirota filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, we're dealing with some patchy fog around the metro, but speed's still pretty decent on the highways around town. Seeing things slow down southbound 25, though, mostly up in North Glen. Seeing them dip down to the 30s, maybe 20s from 104th down to 84th. Also tapping the brakes there after Park Avenue. In Aurora, southbound side starting to fill in as well at Colfax and again near Yosemite. And those approaches into downtown on 76 and 270 also starting to get a little more busy for you. The forecast, partly sunny with scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon. Some may be severe with damaging winds, large hail and tornadoes. High should get near 80. Right now, 51 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Remember, at your King Soopers Pharmacy, you'll find hundreds of If you really love quality Swiss timepieces, then you must go to Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. As you might expect from the store that has five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores, you'll find an outstanding collection with brands like Tag Heuer, Movado, Tissot, Swiss Army, and many more. But it isn't just the brands. It's the number of timepieces within each brand that truly distinguishes Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paintstone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
.com. That's freescore123.com.
.624 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up to 74 degrees with thunderstorms in the forecast. Looks like a nice day tomorrow. I'm going to be down at the University of Denver. My wife Emily is graduating from social work school. Very, very, very happy about that. Having a good week, actually. Had a great night last night. I came upon... You got to check out Hulu. And not the new stuff. Hulu has posted, like, every old television show. And I found
every the Hulu site that has every episode of Buck Rogers. It is really, really, it's incredible. Buck Rogers is a was a great show, and it was one of those experiences where you're watching something and you didn't even know you remembered it, right? You didn't even know these memories are implanted in your brain. I mean, I was like watching some episodes and reciting lines from it. I really must have been a huge Buck Rogers nerd. Do you have the theme song? The one I sent you? Buck Rogers is an amazing story. It's like Rip Van Winkle. It's like sci-fi Rip Van Winkle. Remember that? You know, like the man falls asleep, sleeps for 500 years, wakes. There it is. This is the greatest. I love this.
1987, and NASA launches the last of America's deep space probes. In a freak mishap, Ranger 3 and its pilot, Captain William Buck Rogers, are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Buck Rogers to Earth 500 years later.
The spinning man. Remember this? It's so great. Here it comes. Here it comes. I mean, that show is so awesome. I know I'm maybe showing my nerdiness here and my geekiness, but when I came upon this, I was reciting lines from Twiggy and Crichton and, you know, all the robots.
I can't believe you remember their names.
Of course. Erin Gray, Wilma, that was her name on the show, Gil Gerard.
Erin Gray.
Yeah. So I came upon this. Hulu's amazing, and I should tell you, go to www.nerdivore, nerdivore.com. That's my my new blog. Up at 9 a.m. Denver time, I have a post up there about Buck Rogers. So check it out, www.nerdivore.com. All right, we're going to kick off our debate as promised. We'll get back to real issues here. Vigilantism, is it on the rise in America? Now, hear me out here. In Oklahoma City, there is this story going on that is, it's like a Bernard Getz story. It's an upbeat. Remember Bernard Getz, the story where the guy in the subway shoots the African Americans who he thinks are about to mug him. Well, in Oklahoma City, we've got this story. It's an incredibly controversial story. Essentially, two African American teenagers come into a drugstore. Not clear if they're armed. I don't think they were armed, but they put on ski masks. And it was clear that they were going to, I mean, no one's in dispute that they were going to try to rob the pharmacy. And the pharmacist proceeds to shoot one of them in the head. And the other one runs out. And when the pharmacist turns around and sees that the one he shot in the head is still alive, he proceeds to pick up another gun and shoot the guy five more times. Now, the guy on the ground, shot in the head, was unarmed. At that point, he goes and he shoots the guy five times, killing him. I think killing him. Yeah, killed him. And now there's this court case. The pharmacist is being prosecuted for excessive force, and I believe, yes, for murder. The pharmacist is being prosecuted for first degree murder for killing somebody who had come into the pharmacy to rob the pharmacy. Excessive force. Now, this comes at the same time that we've seen the right-wing anti-abortion folks having just killed George Tiller, the abortion doctor. And there's a story in Colorado. I mean, there's a major Colorado tie here. This week, we hear that, this is from the Associated Press, a man found shot to death in a Colorado Springs park this week was scheduled to go on trial this week on child sexual assault charges. The body of a 43-year-old man named John Hazard was found in Palmer Park on Monday, one day before he was to go on trial. The Colorado Springs Gazette reported that Hazard faced charges including sexual assault with a pattern of abuse, sexual assault on a child by a person in a position of trust, and contributing to a delinquency of a minor. Police say Hazard suffered multiple gunshot wounds. No one has been arrested yet. So the question is, in light of this, is vigilantism on the rise? And if so, why? What is fueling this sense of vigilantism? People taking essentially the law into their own hands. You've got a pharmacist, a major controversial case in Oklahoma City now, with a pharmacist who didn't just disarm or stop folks who were going to rob his pharmacy, but went out and killed the guy when the guy was unarmed. Now there are, by the way, speaking of vigilantism, the Oklahoma County District Judge Tammy Bass LeSure, she reports now receiving death threats. Death threats from people who side with the pharmacist. And again, you've got the Tiller murder, you've got what seems to be, on the face of it, some kind of revenge killing down in Colorado Springs this week, a man found shot to death who was scheduled to go on trial on sexual assault charges. I mean, we talked about this a couple days ago in terms of the pop culture, right, in terms of how the 80s pop culture, the A-Team was a vigilante, the story of Freddy Krueger, as one caller called up and talked about how Freddy Krueger, that story about how he was a child killer and then parents in that Nightmare on Elm Street movie series took matters into their own hands. Are we seeing the real life rise of that vigilante theme that has been in our pop culture and sown into our pop culture for decades? Is that what we're seeing, and why now? 303-713-7600 is the number. We got some open phone lines. 303-713-7600. Is vigilantism on the rise, and why right now? Ed in Boulder, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David. Good morning.
Morning.
I think overall, violent tendencies in general are up because people are under a lot of pressure economically nowadays.
So you think it's the economy?
Well, I would say those pressures would lead people down a path of, now or never kind of attitude. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're backed up against the wall, it's like, now, no better time than the present to go do something than they may have been festering for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I think that explains, or some of that might explain, the random killings. Right? Remember, we went through that spate of killing, Binghamton, and then went down in Alabama, the sort of crazed, deranged, going postal shootings. But this seems much more calculated, much more taking the law into your own hands. I mean, that's, the guy who killed Tiller, tragically. I mean, it was a tragic, awful story. You know, that wasn't a guy goes crazy as much as that was a guy who had plotted it, who had probably thought about it. Vigilantism is much more of a calculated kind of thought out response.
What brings a person to that final decision to say, this morning is the morning I'm going to go do this?
Yeah, no, but again, I think that's right. It's just, I don't see it as much as like the straw that breaks the camel's back, if you will, or the last thing that makes the gasket blow. I think it's that there's about people not feeling that their government or their authorities or their community is going
care.
To take care of problems.
Yeah, care, for that matter. It's like, if it's ever going to happen, I'm not going to get justice one way. I'm going to get it another way.
Exactly.
And you have the old Charles Bronson flashback, and you just go to town.
That's exactly right. And I just wonder why, I wonder why it is right now. I wonder why this seems to be a rising theme right now. I wonder, for instance, if it has to do with the coarsening of the entire political debate on the right.
Yeah, the rhetoric is getting ratcheted up, and for whatever purpose, to whatever ends.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if you're in the minority, apparently. As long as you yell real loud, you can get out there and make a stink.
It's the tea partyization of our politics and our culture.
Right. Yeah, one other thing before I get out of here, I got to go to work.
Sure.
You forgot to mention Princess Ardala and the whole Buck Rogers thing. I mean, that chick was Princess Leia, slave barge hot before Princess Leia got on.
Yeah, and I seem to remember there was this weird thing where, like, Buck sort of, like, had a thing for her, but also had a thing for Wilma.
Yeah,
she
was like the forbidden fruit, and Wilma was like the shining white light.
That's exactly right, man.
You know what I mean?
You're totally right. She was the forbidden fruit, and Wilma was like the angel. You're right, man. Buck Rogers was a sweet show.
If you could find out who that actress's name is, she was just perfect in that role, and you gave me a major flashback this morning when you played that
movie. Yeah, man, check out Hulu. I'm telling you, it'll blow your mind. I bet you there are memories embedded in your brain that, like, you completely forgot. I remember I started watching the episode where Twiggy has to give Crichton his brain because Crichton's brain got dented, and they needed Twiggy to give his brain to Crichton so that he could save the ship. Man, I was such a Buck Rogers nerd. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, man, thanks, David. Have a good morning.
636 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. We're talking about the rise of vigilantism. There's a killing. A pharmacist kills a guy who was going to rob his pharmacy. The guy was unarmed. The guy was on the ground, already shot. And, of course, the murder of George Tiller, the family planning doctor, the abortion doctor, that has gotten so many headlines. And here in Colorado, down in Colorado Springs, a man this week found shot to death who was scheduled to go on trial on child sexual assault charges. Sounds like vigilantism to me. Why is vigilantism, why does it seem to be on the rise right now? 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, Dave. Got one crash. It is on the surface streets, 56th and Dunkirk. That's just a little bit east of Tower Road. Highway's still looking pretty light for us as we're kicking off the AM commute. Speed's still pretty decent. You will hit the brakes on southbound 25. Up in North Glenn and Thornton, 104th to 84th, again after Park Avenue. Westbound 76 really slowing down as well now, 74th Avenue down to 25. Also going to see some patchy fog this morning. It is in the Denver metro area as well as on 25 north of Castle Rock. Forecast, sun and clouds mix, possible severe thunderstorms this afternoon. Look for a high around 80 degrees, right now 51 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get outside with your local experts at the North Face Store this summer. Stop by the North Face Store on Detroit Street and Cherry Creek North in Denver and visit the North Face booth at National Get Outdoors Day in City Park on June 13th from 9 to 3:30. The North Face. Never stop exploring.
AM 760 and CBS News.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality build materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the movies.
When it comes to identity theft protection, ordering a free credit report is like going to the movies just for the previews. But if you get your credit report from Identity Guard, then you get a veritable double feature of expert telephone support, as well as 21st century tools and technologies to help protect your identity. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. Yes, that's right. 20 million is a lot of people. So call Identity Guard today, sit down, have a large popcorn, and get real identity theft protection and a very happy ending.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
The roller coaster ride that is American Idol is over once again. Twists, turns, and an extremely surprising ending as Chris Allen, who was pretty much pegged as the guy who would lose out to favorite Adam Lambert, is crowned champ. When asked by Rolling Stone magazine whether he thought his sexual orientation played a part in the result, Adam laughed and simply replied, "Probably."
That simple, but you have to call them. So grab a pen and take down this number, or better yet, store it in your cell phone right now. 1-800-426-7119. When you call this number, you're going to get free information that holds the secrets the banks don't want you to know. Free information that lets you pay less than you owe. 1-800-426-7119. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop throwing it away. Get your free information now. 1-800-426-7119. This is a limited time offer, so call today. 1-800-426-7119.
.641 on AM 760. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Vigilantism. Is it on the rise in America? Pharmacist in Oklahoma shoots a potential robber, a perpetrator of his store. The guy's on the ground, shot in the head. Pharmacist runs out to see what's going on with the other perpetrator, comes back in, sees that the perpetrator who he's already shot in the head is still alive, gets another gun, and shoots him another 5 times, kills him. Now the pharmacist is being charged with murder. The murder, obviously, of George Tiller, the abortion doctor, in Wichita. And here in Colorado Springs, well, I'm not in Colorado Springs, but in Colorado, down in the Springs, a guy who's about to go on trial for child abuse is found dead 1 day before his child shot to death. Is vigilantism on the rise? If so, why? Ray and Aurora, you're on AM 760.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
You know, in thinking about this, I thought it over very carefully. I thought to myself, what if that was me? Look, the man is disabled. He's handicapped. Could he take a bullet? No, not really. And the women, too. If that was me, I wouldn't have quit shooting till the gun was out of bullets. I don't like that. You come after me, you're messing with the wrong person. I don't like it. And I don't think the guy was a vigilante. I think he was self-defense.
Well, the problem with the self-defense argument is that, according to the surveillance tapes in the pharmacy, the guy on the ground was really... at the point that he was shot another 5 times, was not a threat. And it was pretty clear he wasn't a threat. Now, there is the whole issue of, you know, if somebody comes in and robs you, or tries to rob you, there's the all bets are off kind of rationale, which is that somebody comes in to rob you, you are, by almost by virtue of the situation, probably put into a mindset that isn't really fair to apply standard legal principles to. The idea that you've been put into a defensive situation, you're going to react defensively. But the, you know, again, the other side would say, well, it's not self-defense because this person was clearly the perpetrator was clearly incapacitated. It's a very, very tough issue, and it's like a redux of the Bernard Goetz
issue where Getz shot the people who he said, the African-Americans who he said were, he felt threatened by. Now, the only difference to my mind in this is that it's no one's disputing that the people who came into the pharmacy were trying to rob it. In the Bernie Getz case, there was a dispute about whether the people he ended up shooting were actually going to mug him. Thanks for the call. Jason and Aurora, you're on AM 760.
I just had a few points to make about vigilantism. And I think the most important point to recognize is some people decide early on in life that they're not going to be a victim. Meaning, if I'm attacked, I'm going to do what I need to do to take down that other person. A lot of it also comes from your upbringing and your experiences. I myself, I'm a soldier. I've been one for 13 years. I walk into a bank. I'm already looking for exits. I'm looking for who might be a threat. You know, same thing in the grocery store. Think of those natures. People might call that being paranoid. I call that being ready to survive. And if someone's going to attack me, I will make sure that they're not going to get up. On top of that, the problem with the pharmacist was there was a video camera there. Had there not been a video camera, who knows? There may not even be a case. And an individual...
Well, why is that? I mean, hold on a minute. Well, let's just stop for a second. Why is it a problem that there was a surveillance camera to let us know what actually happened? That's kind of strange to say that that's a problem that we know what happened. As if somehow it would be better that we didn't know what happened.
Let's flip it and say that individual went into his house to rob whatever from his house, money, belongings, whatnot. You don't have a video camera in your house. So if you plugged somebody five or six times in your house and they died, it's your word against their word. They don't have a word.
Why is that better?
It's much better because now this individual, had they lived, would go to court, probably cut a deal, go in for 2 or 3 years, and be back out on the streets robbing a farm. And why do you rob a pharmacist? You rob it so you can make your meth, so you can make your drugs, and, you know, continue polluting society.
Well, the problem with your rationale, and I'm not commenting on what happened in this... In this particular case, I haven't seen the video tape. The problem with your rationale is that it's mythological, but it's not actually backed by what we know about who goes to jail and who doesn't go to jail. We incarcerate. We do not have a problem in this country, I don't think. We do not have a problem in this country where people are not locked up long enough. We have the largest prison population per capita of any country in the world, by far.
That's because we haven't set, we haven't set stringent standards about who gets into this country and how they get in this country and how they behave once in this country.
Whoa. You're going over to the, what, so now it's a problem of immigration? It's a problem. Yeah. This is somehow, let me get this straight. Somehow, this is an amazing, people should be listening into this call. This is actually amazing. Because what we've got here is we're talking about people who are all American. Everybody in all of these cases are American. And suddenly we've got a caller on the line who is making the jump to light speed, if you will, saying that somehow this is a problem of immigration.
Look at the gang and the gang violence and who.
Well, we're talking about three episodes here. We're talking about three episodes here about the rise of vigilantism, and suddenly it's an immigration issue because you don't like immigrants in your community. Am I getting that straight?
Look at the gang population in Aurora. I challenge you to look at the gang population in Aurora and who predominantly makes up those gangs in Aurora. And if you want to tell me that you're okay with getting carjacked, or you're okay with having to get double, triple, quadruple locks on your doors because there's Hispanic gangs running around in Aurora and nothing's being done about it, then I'll challenge you to come live here and put up with that and make the 911 calls and the response.
But you have no idea. My friend, you have no idea where I live. So I would challenge you to not make such assumptions about where people do and do not live. I would also challenge you, unless of course, you have... asked for the immigration status of all the supposed gangs that are running rampant, and you've asked for the ethnic status of all the gangs running rampant in Aurora. I mean, it's just, you make incredible, and frankly, I'm not going to go as far as saying they're racist assumptions, but incredible assumptions about problems. I mean, you really make the jump. I mean, if this is the Willie Hortonization of our politics, really. You just heard it here, folks. Caller calls up. We're talking about episodes of vigilantism, and suddenly, almost seamlessly, we're talking about the problem, the quote-unquote problem of immigrants. I mean, this is like the fringe of the fringe of the fringe. Jason, thanks for the call. Thanks for giving us a good example. Sam in Denver, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hi there.
Hey, man, I just want to call in and voice my opinion on what I think is going on. You got these extremist right-wing terrorist almost type of people out there, and what they're hearing it from these leaders, so-called leaders on the right-wing side, conservative side, spewing out. I mean, when they think that, when the vice president thinks that torture is okay, then putting out there that you can do this and you should be able to get away with it, first of all, if he's not prosecuted, then I think we're going to have a corrosive breakdown in justice right there. And now you got this firmist who I was understanding that he was supposed to have been disabled with a body torso cast or something, but he's seemed to be running on the video. So much of his disability. Okay, what point is he supposed to have called the police? Once he had the guy, you know, subdued, he goes back in and calmly can go get another gun and says something they say in the video and shoots the guy five more times in the stomach. And I'm not trying to justify that the guy's in there trying to rob him, but that guy didn't even have a weapon, and he's going to shoot him five more times in the stomach. So it's a breakdown at the highest level that is corroding down to the general population, who I think is probably upset about who's leading the country right now. The fact that we got a justice department now, a U.S. attorney, justice, who they don't think they're going to be enforcing the law.
Sam, you are so right. I mean, you are so right on all of this, that when you have a political culture and a former vice president, for instance, out there saying that ends justify the means, we should break the law in the name of safety and security, that is institutionalized vigilanteism.
Yes,
and
sir.
It's coming from the very top. And you mix that with the Tea Partyization of our politics, which insists that President Obama and the Obama administration is supposedly not going to enforce the law, and you've got a very, very ugly mix. And when you sprinkle in there, as we heard from our last caller, a sort of hard-edged ethnic, racial kind of politics in there, it's a very, very, I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise that we're seeing the rise of vigilantism. Sam, thanks for the call. 6:53 on AM 760. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on Colorado's Progressive Talk Station. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Starting to see traffic building a couple different areas for us this morning. Eastbound C-470 in Littleton there at Wadsworth. Going to break loose for you around Santa Fe, but also heavy from Broadway up to about Quebec. Also starting to build westbound 36, Table Mesa to Baseline as you're getting into Boulder. Eastbound side, going to tap the brakes there after Federal. One crash, 56th and Dunkirk. That's around Tower. The forecast: sun and clouds mixed, possible severe thunderstorms this afternoon. Look for a high around 80 right now, 51 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denver.bbb.org. That's denver.bbb.org.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760.
Join us at Spring Hill Golf Course for the 18th Annual Couples Classic on Sunday, June 14th. Hi, it's Karen from Golf Aurora. The Couples Classic is an 18-hole modified scotch format and costs $85 per couple. Come on out and test your golf skills against other couples. It's a fun tournament with no handicap required. The tee times begin at 8 a.m. on Sunday, June 14th. For more information on the Couples Classic at Spring Hill or for entry forms, visit golfaurora.com and click on Event Schedule. That's golfaurora.com.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck.
The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery spring sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
1-800-508-9240. 1-800-508-9240.
Hi, I'm Dan Dutra, Southwest Airlines ramp agent for 7 years.
Charles Jackson, ramp supervisor for 19 years.
You know, maybe other people are content to sit around and wait.
Wait for something to happen.
For business to pick up.
Fine.
But for you, it's time to kick it in gear.
Time to get it going.
Time to get tough.
Make something happen.
And take control.
You're not going to run and hide.
How do we know? Because backing down's not your style. Go to southwest.com. Grab your bag. It's on.
It's on every day.
It's always on, baby.
What are you doing in the next 15 minutes? You could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to geico.com or a quick call. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Flying out today? The parking lots at DIA are filling fast. Save time by exiting Peña Boulevard at Tower Road and go left to U.S. Airport Parking. And earn free parking with our Frequent Parker program. U.S. Airport Parking. It's so easy.
656 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about the rise of vigilantism. Is it on the rise? If so, why? Tim and Aurora, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
I've got three or four things that I think play into it. I think the economy is definitely a factor. People losing what they work for, they feel helpless, they feel hopeless. The proliferation of guns in this country to me is unbelievable. You've got a Democrat Congress that just passed a bill, and to get that bill passed, they had to allow an amendment from the Republicans that allowed concealed weapons in national parks.
Right.
I think it's insane. And you don't even have to listen to fringe people on the radio, Michael Savage, those kind of people. You can listen to MSNBC. You can listen to Fox, to Glenn Beck. Pat Buchanan has been going off on racism, and the white man is now at a disadvantage, and he feels the white man is being slighted. And that's on mainstream network TV.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, the coarsening of our debate and. And here's the other thing I'd like to say. I mean, I don't want to be a self-hating progressive here, but I also think that there's a little bit of it has to do with that the right has obviously coarsened its rhetoric, and the left, at least in the media, has responded by coarsening its rhetoric. So we've got this sort of superheated war between the sides that I think ratchets up anger in the broader culture. You mix that in with economic problems. And structural racism, and you've got an ugly brew. Thanks for the call, Tim. All right, we'll get back to this discussion, the rise of vigilantism, and stick around. We're going to be giving away tickets to the Rocky Mountain Music Festival after the break.
This is an urgent message for all time.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
AM760.net. CBS News. I'm Peter Mayer, live in Cairo.
The cycle of suspicion and discord must end.
President Obama has used his Cairo University speech to call for a new beginning in U.S.-Muslim relations. He urged Israelis and Palestinians to achieve peace.
Too many tears have been shed. Too much blood has been shed. All of us have a responsibility to work for the day when the mothers of Israelis and Palestinians can see their children grow up without fear.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer believes this speech will have a lasting impact.
The most remarkable thing to me was just simply that he made it and that he would speak with the candor he did.
The president said no single speech can end years of mistrust, but now he hopes he started a healing process. I'm Peter Mayer, live in Cairo. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
Down again. The number of new claims for unemployment insurance filed last week fell to a still high 621,000, but in another sign that the job market may be improving, continuing claims by workers who've been receiving unemployment checks fell for the first time in 5 months. Economist Stuart Hoffman.
The job market is still very weak, but it's not getting any worse.
American shoppers are still keeping a tight leash on their wallets. Analyst Ken Perkins says May sales figures from the big chains are on the soft side.
The department store is continuing to struggle. Dillard's was down 12%. Macy's was down 9%. This environment in retailing has very much been focused on necessities, staples, as opposed to discretionary offerings.
Crushing medical bills are forcing more Americans into bankruptcy. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
That's what Harvard and Ohio University researchers say. More than 6 in 10 bankruptcies now are driven by medical bills, a sharp 50% rise in just 6 years. Most involve middle-class debtors, well-educated homeowners. The study finds half of America's companies cancel health insurance after a worker suffers a disabling illness, either immediately or within a year. Frank?
As American journalists Yuna Lee and Laura Ling were about to go on trial for allegedly entering North Korea illegally, their supporters gathered to hold vigils in cities around the country. In Portland, Oregon, last night, Megan Miller Jendrzik said she doubts Ling and Lee will get a fair shake.
These two women are sitting over there without representation from the United States, and that's a very, very scary thing.
The Perfect Storm, a book that was turned into a hit movie with George Clooney, was based on the true life story of Maine fisherman and author Linda Greenlaw. Now, Greenlaw's life story has a new chapter. She's been convicted of illegally fishing in Canadian waters and could be hit with a fine of as much as $45,000. She's scheduled for sentencing next week. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are pointing higher. They're ahead by about 4 points. This is CBS News.
Now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Buy a grill or patio furniture, and you could save three ways. One, with our low prices. Two, with deferred financing, keep your cash and pay later. Three, entertain at home versus going out. Special deferred financing, more saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Do you owe back taxes, being audited? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help solve your tax problems today. Call 1-866-694-4019 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will get between you and the IRS. They'll make sure they treat you fairly and treat you with respect. Call Taxmasters right now at 866-694-4019 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
I'm David Kao with an AM760 local news update. Upcoming population growth along the Front Range is predicted to be strongest in Weld County. The study by American Cities Business Journals projects Weld County to be the 17th fastest growing growing region in the U.S. through 2025. The analysis says Greeley will grow 60%. That's 140,000 people. Study findings list Denver in the top third of expanding cities in the next 15 years. Figure skating champion Michelle Kwan is getting ready to graduate from DU. Kwan's earned a B.A. in International Studies and minored in Political Science. The animal rights group PETA says Coors Field is the third most vegetarian-friendly ballpark in America.
PETA gives Coors Field high marks for vegetarian hamburgers, veggie hot dogs, a meat-free pasta dish, vegetarian sandwiches with grilled peppers and onions, and a vegetarian panini.
That's AM 760's Jerry Bell. The Rockies continue to struggle as Houston wins last night 6-4, the series finale tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the southbound side of I-25 really starting to load up as you're making your way in from Thornton and Northland, starting just past 120th towards 84th. Brakes loose for a little bit, then you'll hit your brakes again. Checking on those CDOT cameras, looks like northbound I-25 right around County Line as you're making your way into the tech center, starting to get busy as well. Foggy conditions along those fringe areas like I-25 north of the metro near 136. Also along I-25, this is between Castle Rock and the tech center, pretty foggy on that approach to Surrey Ridge. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get outside with your local experts at the North Face store this summer. Stop by the North Face store on Detroit Street and Cherry Creek North in Denver and visit the North Face booth at National Get Outdoors Day in City Park on June 13th from 9 to 3:30. The North Face. Never stop exploring.
Now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Buy a grill or patio furniture, and you could save three ways. One, with our low prices. Two, with deferred financing. Keep your cash and pay later. Three, entertain at home versus going out. Special deferred financing. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Talk 706 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. For another day and a half. Well, a day and three quarters. Still got three quarters of a show here. Tomorrow we have a show, and then I'm off to China. We're talking about vigilantism, I guess you'd call it. The rise of vigilantism, and just as a preview for later on in the show, in the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to have on Noam Chomsky, the world-renowned author, scholar, activist. He will be, we'll be talking to him in the 8 a.m. hour. You're going to want to stick around for that. Also, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to both days of the Mile High Music Festival, July 18th and 19th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. It features Tool, Widespread Panic, The Fray. We're going to be giving away those tickets. And if you're caller 7, when you hear John Turk's cue to call the number, you will get a pair of those tickets. And the number, just so you have it on your phone right now. Right. Plug it into your phone now. The number is 303-631-2760. Do not call now. Turk will give you the cue to call, but if you listen closely throughout the broadcast, he's going to give a cue at some point during the broadcast here, and you're going to win a pair of tickets to both days of the Mile High Music Festival. That's a sweet package.
It's like almost a $400 pack. I think tickets are about $90, $100 a piece.
Yeah.
So if you take that times four, there you go.
It's a big giveaway. It's a big giveway.
It is. It's nice. And we worked hard on this one, so thanks to Jenny Godin for putting this one together for us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jenny. And everybody Plug it into your speed dial now, 303-631-2760. Don't call in yet, but when you hear Turk give you the cue sometime in the broadcast, you will win a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. Okay, we'll get back to our discussion here. The rise of vigilantism in America. Are we seeing a surge in vigilantism? We've got a situation in Oklahoma City. A pharmacist is at his pharmacy. Two folks come in, two African Americans come in. They put on ski masks. The pharmacist shoots one of them in the head. The other one runs out. The pharmacist sort of chases the other one out, comes back in, sees that the one that he shot in the head is still alive, unarmed, disarmed. I mean, you know, if you get shot in the head, you're probably not moving around. Pharmacist grabs another gun, shoots him five times in the abdomen, kills him. The pharmacist is now being charged with murder for the use of excessive force. Obviously, this comes in the same week with the killing of George Tiller, the abortion doctor. And down in Colorado Springs, we have a situation where a guy who was going to be go on trial for child abuse was shot one day before his trial. The police have not found a perpetrator yet. Are we seeing the rise of vigilantism? Is that what this is? Does it have something to do with the fact that our political leadership, or at least the right-wing political leadership, Dick Cheney, for instance, is out in the media making a vigilante argument when it comes to things like torture and detention, saying, yes, ends justify the means? What is this vigilantism all about? Why is it on the rise right now, in particular? Or does it just seem to be on the rise and maybe it's not on the rise? I think it has to do with this simmering mix of right-wing extremism, the teabagization of our politics, this hysterical propaganda that says that the Obama administration is not going to enforce our laws. You mix some economic strife into that. You mix run-of-the-mill racism, and you've got a really, really dangerous brew. A really, really dangerous brew. And we heard in the first hour, you know, we heard one caller call in and sort of offer that up, sort of show us how the right-wing mind ties all of these issues together, how it's like a seamless analysis. Right? That the right-wing mind connects all of these things into a paranoia. Right? It's economically, the economic strife, the government's not gonna do what it needs to do, and then they make the jump to light speed about immigrants. It's an amazing and a really scary, I think, situation. And we're trying to get to the bottom of why it's happening. 303-713-7600 is the number. We got some open phone lines. 303-713-7600. And based on the calls in the first hour, I think it's fair to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, that's it!
Pain does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, that's it!
Defeat does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, that's it!
The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. Why is vigilantism on the rise? Why does it seem to be on the rise? Speaking of vigilantism, that whole diatribe from the sensei from Karate Kid. Talk about a vigilante. There you go. There's one. 303-713-7600 is the number. Give us a call. Weigh in. Jay in Denver. Jay, you're on AM 760. Hello, Jay.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Sorry if I missed something a little bit in the past. I was in my car earlier, and now I'm in the office, and I got time to talk. So you're talking about the, vigilantism or whatever. And, you know, I had an experience where I had a friend that was she fired some people in her office. They came back to retaliate her to the point where they were breaking the windows in her house and spray painting her house, like, you know, we're going to kill you and all these crazy things. And what happened was, is she calls me and says, hey, come over. They've spray painted this on my house and, you know, all this stuff. And I went over there. We called the police. They met us. They went through the house. Everything was fine. And, you know, we were kind of freaked out, of course, and when somebody threatens to kill you. And the police actually told us, and this was both a Hispanic and a black policeman, you know, hey, if something happens, if or what you need to do, basically, is what they're saying, you know, if you don't have a gun, get a gun. Make sure it's loaded. Make sure you know how to use it. If the person, you know, if something ever happens again, if they're in your house, you need to shoot them and kill them, and it's your word against theirs. And you need to load your gun up and shoot them again. Make sure they're dead. And if they don't have a word, you win.
Mm.
And this is straight from the police. And this is, you know, I even had another friend that had, he was sitting in his den watching TV with his wife. This crackhead, whatever guy, comes crawling in the window so jacked up, he didn't even, you know, care that there was someone sitting in the front room with, you know, the room he was coming in. And the guy, you know, proceeded to pound him down and, you know, tie him up and hold him until the cops got there. And the cops, even in that situation, told him, you know, now we got to take him downtown. He'll just get out of jail in a few days or whatever. And, you know, I don't think in that situation they told him to kill him, but they kind of implied, you know, the fact that, you know, you have the right.
Well, you certainly have more rights to do what you want to do if somebody's coming into your home. I mean,
right.
I mean, the thing is that in recent years, violent crime has been down. It's edged back up a little bit during the recession, but violent crime has been down. But the problem is that I don't think that's not really reflected in our media, in our political debate. I mean, our media and our political debate is so sensationalistic that as violent crime has gone down, we have a media that sensationalizes situations to the point where it makes us, I think it makes a lot of us really, really paranoid.
And
the paranoia contributes, you know, the more paranoid a culture and the more paranoid a society, you know, the more we're going to react in ways that might be what you might call overzealous. And you mix that in with a culture that calls into question whether the government will, the government meaning, you know, the police, the, you know, the local systems of public service, whether they're going to do their jobs. And it's not too far a step. I'm not sympathizing with it, but it's predictable that you're going to get a sense of, look, no one's going to help me. No one's going to protect me. The only person who's going to help or protect me is myself.
Well, true. I mean, you can't expect the cops to show up when somebody's crawling through your front window and, you know, cut them off at the pass before they get to your bedroom with you and your family.
Yeah, although, I mean, it sounds like what in that situation, what happened in the person you're talking about, they tied him up. I mean, that's not vigilantism. That's straight-up self-defense.
No, but what I'm saying is that, you know, I've had policemen, you know, in two different cases, one explicitly imply or explicitly explain what you should have done, and another one say, you know, well, in so many words, you didn't kill him, so now all we're going to have to do is do the paperwork, and they'll be back out on the street in a few days. Now, me, myself, I'm not one. I've struggled with the idea, like, you know, okay, what if something happened with me and my family? Could I go to the extent of killing someone or actually, you know, defending myself to that extent? And I'm not sure what I would do. I would think in the heat of the moment I'd do what I'd have to do. But I don't own a gun. I have no big plans of going out and getting one. You know, so it's a struggle with, you know, what should you really do? I'm not waiting for the police to, you know, come and take care of me.
Yeah.
And I think you can't have that expectation at all.
It is a struggle. And I think it's an even bigger struggle, which is, do we walk around all day in fear? Right? I mean, that's really, before you get to the idea of whether you should have a gun, the question is, should you walk around in fear. If you listen to right-wing talk radio, if you listen to mainstream media, if that's where you get your cues, then it's easy to understand why people walk around in fear, right? Because the media wants us to be, fear sells, right? So I think this goes to a deeper issue of not people's actual security, but their how they're feeling. It's not whether people are actually secure in a country where violent crime has dropped. The question is, how do people actually feel? And I think that over the last many years, this idea that fear sells, especially in the post-9/11 era, it has created a nation of people who are walking around every day feeling like they're about to be killed. And look, yes, the world is a dangerous world, but is it that dangerous? To the point where everybody has to be walking around in a state of some kind of paranoia? Yeah, I don't think so. But I got to tell you something. It's hard to combat that sense of psychology, right? The media is telling you everywhere you look, be afraid. And so that, I think, you're probably right. That is at the heart of, or one of the things at the heart of, this rise of vigilantism. Hey, thanks for the call. 720, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Why is vigilantism on the rise in the United States? Here in Colorado, a man is killed a day before he's going to go on trial for child abuse. We've got this Oklahoma City situation where a pharmacist shoots a perpetrator once and then comes back and shoots him again, kills him. Now the pharmacist is going to be on trial for murder. You've got the killing of the abortion doctor in Wichita, Kansas. Why is vigilantism on the rise? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, we'll see some stop and go if you're heading out of Aurora, southbound side at 2 1/4 Parker Road, down to the I-25 interchange. Really heavy drive there. Same deal, southbound I-25 in North Glen, 120th down to 84th. Still working this accident, 56th and Dunkirk. That's around Tower, but that's our only accident on the screen right now. Just a normal jam as you're driving around town right now. Westbound 76 and eastbound 270 full on those approaches into downtown. On the south end, eastbound C-470, really heavy in Littleton, beginning around Wadsworth. And if you're heading to Boulder, going to start hitting the brakes at Table Mesa, speeds in the 30s all the way to baseline. Forecast, partly sunny, scattered thunderstorms late in the afternoon. Some may be severe with damaging winds, large hail and tornadoes. Look for a high around 80 right now, 54 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need a Vegas break? Find hundreds of reasons to spend your weekend in Vegas.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. SOLARIPS.com.
And see what they say about you.
Free? Wow.
Check them out. Could save you a lot of money.
Okay, then. Get your three scores for free at freescore123.com. That's freescore123.com.
How would you like to get back all of the interest you paid to banks,
credit cards, and finance companies, and turn it into a tax-free income for life. Hi, I'm Matt Clace, president of American Guarantee Financial and exclusively endorsed by Tom Martino. I've been educating people on one of the most time-tested concepts that will change not only your future, but your family's as well. Let us teach you how to quit paying interest and become your own banker. Call 866-259-9055 or check us out on the web at agfbanking.com.
You'll never get the runaround at Cotman Transmission in Denver. Bring your vehicle by for an honest quote on your maintenance problems. If money is tight, Cotman has financing options too. 2630 South Broadway, just north of Yale, or call 303-761-8841.
What are you doing in the next 15 minutes? You could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to geico.com or a quick call. 1-800-947-AUTO.
Four on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about the rise of vigilantism in the United States. And obviously the, maybe it's not so obvious, but I think it is. The economic turmoil, I think, plays a role in all of this. Just reading this off the wire. Medical problems caused 62% of all personal bankruptcies filed in the United States in 2007, according to a new study by Harvard. And in a finding that surprised even the researchers, 78% of those filers had medical insurance at the start of their illness, including 60.3% who had private coverage, not Medicare or Medicaid. So for everybody who's talking about the healthcare issue and the need to get the health insurance companies out of the business, this is a really important fact here. The folks who defend the health insurance industry say, oh, the health insurance industry protects you if you're covered. Well, not according to this study from Harvard University. We're talking about the rise of vigilantism here in the United States. Is it on the rise? If so, why? We've seen this Oklahoma City killing. A pharmacist is accosted by two thieves in his pharmacy. Shoots one. The other one runs out. He chases the other one out, comes back in. The one he shot in the head is still alive. He gets up, picks up another gun. The pharmacist does and shoots and kills the guy on the ground. Now the pharmacist is being charged for murder. The killing of the abortion doctor in Wichita, Kansas. We've got a situation here this week where a guy who's about to go on trial for child abuse is killed the day before his trial. Is vigilantism on the rise? And I just want to make the point, you know, violent crime had been on the decline for years, for many, many years, the last 20, 30 years. And yet the coarsening of our political debate and the sensationalization of crime in our media would make it seem like violent crime is on the rise. And only in recent years has violent crime really been on the rise. Violent crime in the United States rose by about 7% from 2007, according to the FBI. And I don't think it's a coincidence that violent crime has risen with the rise or at the pinnacle of right-wing politics in America. Right? I mean, the rise of George Bush, ends justify the means, the teabagization of our politics, all of this contributes to a sort of punitive culture. And of course, the economic crisis of the last, and the economic crisis hasn't been going on just the last year. It's, you know, we've had a stagnating economy for 5, 6, 7 years now. And I think that's creates all of this. And it makes us a more and more paranoid culture. Put a culture and a society under stress, make it feel like, make everybody feel like they're about to get killed every time they walk into a store. And, you know, I think you're going to get the rise of vigilantism. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Pete in Fort Collins, you're on AM 760.
Hello. Excuse me. Is this Dave?
It is.
Dave, my name's Pete.
You know, I'm not so. I agree with, you know, with the sensationalism and all that other stuff, you know, about the supposed rise in vigilantism. But I think a lot of it has to do with a numbers game. I remember back in the 60s when I was still a teenager, that tells you how old I am, but, you know, we had mass murders then, we had vigilantes at that time too, but we didn't get it instantly. I mean, we'd have to, you know, adjust the rabbit ears on the TV, and, you know, you'd get it on NBC at night, you know, at 11 o'clock, the 11 o'clock news, which in those days it was at 11, but I think just the rise in population will even out the numbers. And also, too, I do think that, you know, during the Bush administration, the last one, things got a little bit out of hand. Well, you know, Bush is a cowboy. He's from Tejas, you know. And so I think all those things considered, I don't know that it's on the rise or not.
Yeah, it's hard to, I mean, it is definitely hard to quantify. I mean, I can say, I think we can say this, that it does seem, it does feel like the vigilante sentiment, either people actually being vigilantes or doing things in the name of vigilanteism, or the sympathy for vigilanteism seems to be in the moment. I mean, it seems to be, and I think it has to do in part with our political leadership.
Sure.
That says, you know, when you have Dick Cheney running around saying we should be able to break the law. That is fundamentally, you know, breaking the law in the name of quote-unquote morality. That is the almost the definition of vigilanteism.
It's kind of an oxymoron, if you know.
Yeah, of course it is. But, right. Like, I feel like, and you look at the polls that show that the public is skeptical about trying to end torture, trying to end Guantanamo. I mean, Guantanamo itself is, I think, a representation of institutionalized vigilanteism,
sure,
right? That's what it is. Yeah. And so, you know, I just think it's like we've almost, we're at this point now where it seems like, and I'm not, I don't know how much of a, maybe this isn't a change, but it certainly seems more obvious now, where the lawless vigilante sentiment is assumed to be okay. Is assumed to be okay, and of course, you know, at the bottom, if you will, not just, you know, Dick Cheney giving a speech in D.C., but
right.
In sort of the real world, that comes out, I think, as the killing in Wichita, the Oklahoma City situation,
sure.
The situation down in Colorado Springs. That's sort of the mundane, and it's terrible. All of those things are awful, but the sort of day-to-day, real-world, rubber-hits-the-road realization of the ethos of, I think, the right's justification of institutionalized vigilanteism, institutionalized lawless in the name of quote-unquote morality.
Yeah, and you know, you also have all these hate monitors on the radio scaring you to death. I mean, fear always seems to work for these guys, or maybe not so much now, but you know, they're always scaring the hell out of you about, you know, this is going to happen if we don't do this, and this is going to happen if we don't do that. But my contention still, David, is that I think it's a matter of numbers. More population, you know, more people being scared. And of course, you know, the economic thing and the racism thing and all that stuff.
Yeah, and I think that's right. And I think that the immigration issue in particular has added has coarsened the issue even more. This fear, this xenophobic fear of the outsider, has also ratcheted things up as well. I completely agree. Pete, thanks for the call. Denny in Boulder County. Denny, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, enjoy your trip to China.
Thanks. It should be interesting.
You'll be gone long?
Yeah, I'll be gone about a month.
About a month. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. God, I missed you guys earlier this week. Anyway, I think Dick Cheney, again, is right about one thing, the whiners, and the fundamentalists will use their classification, have lost control, that they no longer have the control or power that they had and abused, and they're angry. and they don't know what to do. They just have to strike out instead of looking at themselves and doing some self-assessment and figuring, you know, is my way the only way that we can progress? It's basically progressives versus regressives. And they're afraid and they're angry. And I think fear and hatred are just associated. You know, they're related.
I think that's right. I do think that's right. I think fear and vigilantism they are related. They are, and it's obvious why. If you feel like you're under threat, and you feel like the government won't do anything for you. I mean, it's the preview of the A team, right? If you have a problem, and no one else can help. The A team says, hire the A team, hire a vigilante. Mm-hmm. Dick Cheney says, be a vigilante yourself. And that is, I think, the very real product of a government and of a political leadership and a pop culture that says vigilanteism is equivalent to Americanism. It's that cowboy culture on steroids. And now that you have the first African-American president, you've got the Democrats who have won, you've got a hardcore right-wing base that is trying to stir this up for its own political advantage. Thanks for the call. 735, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The rise of vigilantism, what does it do to? Is it on the rise? And if so, why? Situation in Oklahoma City, killing there. You've got the killing of an abortion doctor in the name of anti-abortion vigilantism. Terrible killing. You've got a situation down in Colorado Springs where a guy who's about to go on trial for child abuse is killed the day before his trial. What is motivating this rise of vigilantism? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Stop-and-go conditions now on C-470 for you eastbounders there in Littleton at Wadsworth. Going to last all the way to Santa Fe. Also heavy as you make your way around Highlands Ranch, Broadway up to Quebec. Also got heavy traffic southbound I-25. Got some heavy traffic southbound I-25, 120th Avenue down to 84th Ave. Stop and go there as well. Speeds in the teens. No accidents, though, out there in the metro. We do have some patchy fog around the Denver metro area that is burning off. Also have some north of Castle Rock there on 25. The forecast, partly sunny with scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon. Some may be severe with damaging winds, large hail and tornadoes. High around 80. Right now, 51 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get outside with your local experts at the North Face store this summer. Stop by the North Face store on Detroit Street and Cherry Creek North in Denver and visit the North Face booth at National Get Outdoors Day in City Park on June 13th from 9 to 3:30. The North Face. Never stop exploring.
The president speaks in Cairo. What's the implication? Is this a new direction for
Now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Buy a grill or patio furniture, and you could save three ways. One, with our low prices. Two, with deferred financing, keep your cash and pay later. Three, entertain at home versus going out. Special deferred financing, more saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver. No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, icebergs.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a free credit report is just the tip of the iceberg. But often, there's no iceberg below the surface. Just a tip, bobbing about. So get Identity Guard. With superior protection tools and patented technologies, Identity Guard is a colossal identity theft protection iceberg. All this from the company that's protected over 20 million people. And that does not sound like something an iceberg tip could accomplish. So get Identity Guard and get real protection. Not just a free credit report. Tip.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Are you tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joy's Consigned Furnishings. At Joy's, you'll find a fantastic collection of gently used furniture and accessories. To get 10% off your purchase, click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
And deal directly with the IRS on your behalf. For free and confidential information about these programs, call 1-800-400-5188. But you must act quickly. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, this is an opportunity that could save you thousands of dollars. Call now for this vital free information. Call 1-800-400-5188. That's 1-800-400-5188.
We've all seen our investments and savings lose value in these tough economic times. Hi, I'm Jay Johnson, 36th Director of the U.S. Mint. I supervised our nation's gold supply, and I'm often asked why I buy gold. I buy gold because it helps protect against inflation and huge government spending. And gold is a safe haven asset that has never dropped to zero. In fact, gold has tripled since 2001. Some experts believe gold may be on its way to new record highs. Make gold a part of your portfolio. Call Goldline, a company with nearly $500 million in annual sales. As a former director of the U.S. Mint, I chose Goldline as a client because Goldline has been helping people acquire gold for nearly 50 years. Call Goldline at 877-322-COIN to receive your free gold investor's kit, including important risk information about acquiring precious metals. Call 877-322-COIN. 877-322-COIN. Call now. 877-322-2646.
Yeah! 740 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin. 303-713-7600. The rise of vigilantism. Why is it on the rise? Is it on the rise? I've seen a spate of stories about people taking the law into their own hands. Shooting down in Colorado Springs, a shooting out in Oklahoma City, the tragic killing of Dr. George Tiller in Wichita, Kansas. Why is vigilantism on the rise? Robert in Loveland, you're on AM 760.
Hey, how you doing, David?
Okay.
I think in a way you're kind of trying to knit a bunch of things together in a way that maybe doesn't work. What I mean by that is I wouldn't put the killing of the abortion doctor in with some of the other issues, because that's a case of perceived crime being having a vigilante response to it, where the other situations are actual crimes where somebody has responded to it. So I don't know if that one quite fits.
Well, I only put it in there because vigilantism is lawlessness. Now, whether you agree with the motives of the vigilante or not, that I put it under the umbrella of vigilantism because in the case of the Tiller killing, the suspect in that case believed he was taking the law into his own hands for quote unquote morality, and it was the it's a similar kind of impulse, I think, or there could have been a similar kind of impulse in the Oklahoma City killing, in the Colorado Springs killing. It's the idea that it's calculated. It's not, these are different from like the Binghamton killings, right? Which is basically a nutcase blows a gasket and goes crazy. I mean, that's a separate, vigilantism is much more calculated.
I don't know if I agree with that, because for one thing, I would do one switch here, is that you said vigilantism is lawlessness. I would say that vigilantism is often a response to lawlessness.
Well, but it's lawlessness unto itself, almost by definition. When you take the law into your own hands and you quote unquote mete out justice, you are being lawless. I mean, you know, it's like the old, if you believe Lee Harvey Oswald killed President Kennedy, he broke the law, but Jack Ruby then went and killed Lee Harvey Oswald. Now, if you believe the idea that Jack Ruby did it because he was pissed off about President Kennedy being killed, which, by the way, I do not believe. I believe there was something a lot more going on there. But my point is only that vigilantism may be a response to lawlessness or a perceived wrong, but vigilantism, by definition, is lawless unto itself.
That may be true, but now factor in the possibility of, if you were perhaps the victim of a crime, and then whatever sort of response to that crime didn't measure up in any way that you perceived to be justice in any way, then what kind of a change might that have to your attitudes? Like, I don't know enough about the Oklahoma City case, but let's say...
Well, yeah, it would have a change. You're right. I mean, it would have a change, but that's the difference between a civilization and a barbarianism. I mean, in a civilization, you say, look, there is a legal system. We don't live in a system where if somebody commits a crime against me, I am empowered to go and commit a crime against them. That's the difference between, I mean, it used to be back in the days of the cavemen, if somebody robbed your cave, it was perfectly fine. The way to deal with it was you go and you kill the person, you personally go and club to death the person who robbed your cave. There's a difference between that and civilization, which is, civilization is essentially defined as, you know, a society having a set of rules.
True, but let's look at our situation now. You brought up the connection of the right-wing politics and that kind of thing. And what I'd like to bring into this is the possibility of not institutionalized vigilantism, but institutionalized lawlessness, which then brings about a reaction of vigilantism.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you in that. I think it's just a semantic debate. Vigilantism, by definition, is lawless. Vigilantism comes with implies that the person acting as the vigilante is doing so for the quote-unquote broader national good or out of moral reasons, right? It's like the whole torture debate has been shrouded in the language of the vigilante. Hey, we know it wasn't legal, but we had to do it for the better part, for the greater good of the country. That is textbook vigilantism. And, you know, it's definitely lawless, but it's vigilantism implies lawlessness in which the perpetrator or the vigilante is justifying their lawlessness as good for society. And, you know, I think we've seen a rise in that kind of framing of crime. Look, if you think about it this way, Osama bin Laden has tried to couch his crimes in the language of vigilantism. You know, the supposed Western perpetrators, he justified it. It's calculated crimes. It's crimes that are justified, crimes that are not, a selfish crime, robbery. It's punitive crime justified by the perpetrator as supposedly for the greater good. And it feels like that in recent years, this has become a major and prevalent theme. And the question is why? And I'm not defending the vigilantes here at all. I believe that we should live in a nation of laws. We are a nation of laws, not a nation of men. And by that, that's John Adams, paraphrasing John Adams, who meant that the law is what should be the ultimate arbiter, not the whims of individuals. Hey, thanks for the call. 7:48 on AM 760. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. We'll get to more of your calls about the rise of vigilantism. Why do you think it is on the rise? Do you think it's on the rise? Do you think it has something to do with right-wing politics? 303-713-7600. Keep your ears open. At some point, John Turk is going to give you a cue to win that pair of tickets to both days of the Mile High Music Festival. So listen in for that. And remember, in the 8 a.m. hour, we've got Noam Chomsky, the world-renowned scholar, activist, and political rabble-rouser. Noam Chomsky will be on the program, so stick around for that. Let's get a traffic update.
You got it, Dave. No accidents on the highways. It's been a pretty light morning for us the last couple days. Today I'm looking at stop-and-go conditions, southbound 25 in North Glen, again on southbound 225 Parker Road to the interchange there. But no accidents. That's a good thing for us. Seeing heavier traffic westbound 36 from Sheridan to McCaslin, again from Table Mesa to Baseline. Eastbounders going to see some slower speeds there after Pecos. Also busy on the south end of town, C-470 for eastbounders. Mostly Wadsworth to Santa Fe. The trip across Littleton kind of treacherous for us right now, but also this patchy fog lifting around the metro area. Forecast, sun and clouds mix, possible severe thunderstorms in the afternoon. Look for a high around 80 right now, 53 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, summertime means road trips. Your neighborhood Toyota stores have all the right tools, technicians, and parts at the right price to make sure your Toyota continues to run like a Toyota. See your local Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, moving forward.
We always have winners here at the Lodge Casino. I'm Mr.
Join us at Spring Hill Golf Course for the 18th annual Couples Classic on Sunday, June 14th. Hi, it's Karen from Golf Aurora. The Couples Classic is an 18-hole modified scotch format and costs $85 per couple. Come on out and test your golf skills against other couples. It's a fun tournament with no handicap required. The tee times begin at 8 a.m. on Sunday, June 14th. For more information on the Couples Classic at Spring Hill or for entry forms, visit golfaurora.com and click on Event Schedule. That's golfaurora.com.
Hey, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from the Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Was essentially unchanged. So kind of a mixed market today. We got some economic reports out this morning as well. Initial jobless claims for the week, a little bit, pretty much in line with what was expected. Productivity and unit labor costs, a little bit more than expected. So, but nothing real exciting, nothing real compelling. We get a lot of economic data tomorrow as it relates to employment. So the markets will take its cue for its direction, I'm sure, with that news, which comes out tomorrow morning at 6:30, about 1 hour before the market opens up. So if you need some help in this crazy market out there, whether it be investing in the stock market or many alternative investments that we offer, give us a call and we'll share our thoughts with you. If it makes sense, we'll move forward. If not, no big deal.
The number is 303-749-2770, 303-749-2770. It's Presidential Brokerage. Mike, good to talk to you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, David, great show, by the way. Enjoying it.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, man.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it.
We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-508-9240. That's 1-800-508-9240. 1-800-508-9240.
Hi, I'm Scott Haverkamp, Southwest Airlines SkyCap for 12 years. You know, maybe other people are content to sit around and wait for something to happen, for business to pick up. Fine, but for you, it's time for you to kick it in gear. Time to get going. Time to get tough. Make something happen and take control. You're not going to run and hide.
How do we know? Because backing down's not your style. Go to southwest.com. Grab your bag. It's on.
Oh, it's on. You don't have to tell me it's on.
What home repairs are you struggling with? Get the help you need with the Home Pros. Hi, this is Joe Greenberg.
And Lenore Greenberg with $99 Rooter.
Host of the Home Pros. Join us every Saturday beginning at 12 noon.
For help with that home repair, right here on AM 760 KKZN.
.754 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. This just off the wire. Reports say Kung Fu and Kill Bill star David Carradine has been found dead in a hotel room in Bangkok. Carradine was 73. His agent confirmed the death this morning. They say Carradine died of natural causes. That's a bummer. David Carradine was an icon. Back to the phones. We're talking about the rise of vigilantism. This Oklahoma City killing, you've got a situation where a pharmacist, two robbers come into a pharmacy, a pharmacist shoots one of them in the head, the other one runs out, the pharmacist chases them out, comes back in, sees the guy he shot in the head on the ground, still twitching, pharmacist picks up another gun, shoots the guy on the ground who is unarmed, five more times killing him, the pharmacist now charged with murder. You've got the killing of the abortion doctor. In Wichita, a right-wing vigilante killing, a tragic, awful situation there. You've got a situation down in Colorado Springs where a guy who's going to go on trial for child abuse is killed the day before his trial. Is vigilantism on the rise? Pat and Thornton. Pat, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Morning.
There's another act that I recall about vigilantism from earlier this year, too, about that guy in Texas who shot two thieves who were robbing his neighbor's house in the back as they were fleeing. You remember that one?
Yeah, I remember hearing about that, yeah.
Well, would you agree with the statement that people who are happy and content would probably not commit an act of vigilantism?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know.
I think inherently it's people who are, this is an act of protest. So we have to figure out why these people are unhappy and discontented.
And well, but, you know, I think vigilantism is also, it also can be expressed as like, you can be, I guess, happy, but also, I mean, you know, a sense of a hyperbolic sense of personal morality.
Perhaps, but I think that you used the word threat earlier, and I think that's right, but I don't necessarily think it's a threat against your life. I think more often than not, it's a threat against your way of life. So you start with an us against them mentality, and the them might be ethnic, religious, political.
It's interesting. You know, I know where you're going with this. Yeah, yeah.
And then you add to that soup dehumanization. And then you top it all off with powerlessness. I mean, it's the same ingredients why people plant IEDs in Iraq.
Well, it's interesting because
the insurgents see our troops as of them. We're dehumanized by their leaders, and they feel powerless to kick us out, so they plant the bomb.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's the reason they make hate crimes. You know, they have a special law for hate crimes is because hate crime, the theory is that when you commit a hate crime, you're not just committing a crime against the individual, you're trying to commit a crime against the entire group. And it's vigilant. In that sense, you're right. A lot of vigilantism, not all of it, but a lot of it is the vigilante is punitively getting back, not just at the individual, but you're right, making a broader statement against either a group or just a broader statement about a segment of the population. You're absolutely right. Good, very good point. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. In the 8 a.m. hour, in just a couple minutes, we're going to have on the line Noam Chomsky. You're not going to want to miss that interview. He's going to give us his take on the Obama administration. I guarantee you it will be controversial, so stick around.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. Live streaming courtesy of Pianos and Pianos. AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net. Stay connected.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible. And now you can, too. Better yet, you can start learning a language for free. Call now to get your free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone, 1-800-700-8550. Your free demo comes equipped with the tools you need to start learning a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. And to prove it, we want you to try our amazing language demo absolutely free. Just call Rosetta Stone and see how fast and easy it is to learn a language. For your free demo, call 1-800-700-8550. Now you can learn languages the same way that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and thousands of schools have for years. And best of all, you can start for free. Experience the fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Call now to get your free demo from Rosetta Stone and start learning any of 30 languages for free. Call 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setafani. There's fresh evidence the economy may be starting to turn the corner. The government says the number of new claims for unemployment insurance fell slightly last week. More important, the number of people actually getting unemployment benefits dipped for the first time since January.
Jobs are still falling. Layoffs are still occurring. They're just not as big. They're not as widespread.
Economist Stuart Hoffman.
I do see a few rays of light, and I think we're coming out of the recession. But I don't expect that we'll actually be out of recession until late this year and into 2010.
The murky employment picture has Americans thinking twice before they spend money. The big chain stores are reporting lower May sales tallies pretty much across the board. Walmart plans to hire 22,000 new clerks, cashiers, and other workers as it opens 150 new or expanded stores this year. But industry analyst Bert Flickinger says it's a case of robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Those 22,000 jobs are part-time, and they've been taken from full-time jobs from other retailers that have been wiped out by Walmart in the food, drug, and discount store sectors.
The number of Americans forced to file for bankruptcy because of catastrophic medical bills is on the rise.
A study finds medical costs now are a key contributor to more than 60% of bankruptcies.
That's a 50% increase just since 2001.
Harvard researcher David Himmelstein supports health care reform that protects Americans with a single-payer system.
Often illness strikes and the bills come in just as the income stops.
This study finds a quarter of companies cancel health insurance after a worker suffers a disabling illness. Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Washington.
President Obama's speech today at Cairo University is drawing mixed reviews from Muslims.
Assalamu alaikum.
They say it represented a positive gesture toward Muslims, but lacked specifics. The president scored points by repeating his support for a Palestinian state.
America will not turn our backs on the legitimate Palestinian aspiration for dignity, opportunity, and a state of their own.
Reza Aslan is a CBS News Middle East analyst.
There were some words that Obama used that had never been used before by any American president, including the word occupation and the word Palestine. I think this is going to be really remarkable, the way that the Muslim world reacts.
Israel says it hopes the speech will lead to a new era of reconciliation. Well, this is just in. CBS television station KCBS Los Angeles is reporting the death of Kung Fu star David Carradine. He was 73. On June 4th, 1989, CBS's Richard Roth was in Beijing's Tiananmen Square when all hell broke loose.
They're coming for us. We're trying to move back and move away. Oh, no.
20 years later, China's doing everything it can to make the 20th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre a non-event. In early trading, the Dow is down 8 points. This is CBS News.
Get the good stuff!
Father's Day is fast approaching. And what can Dad never have too many of? Well, here's a hint. It's not socks, ties, or soap on a rope. It's tools. So stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store for great gifts that he can put to good use. Like a 52-piece Max Craft socket set for just $15.55. It's the perfect gift for every dad. For a limited time only at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Napa. Get the good stuff!
Now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Buy a grill or patio furniture, and you could save three ways. One, with our low prices. Two, with deferred financing. Keep your cash and pay later. Three, entertain at home versus going out. Special deferred financing. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Upcoming population growth along the Front Range is predicted to be strongest in Weld County. The study by the American Cities Business Journal projects Greeley will grow 60% through 2025. That's 140,000 people. Study findings list Denver in the top third of expanding cities in the next 15 years. A Grand Junction man unexpectedly became a witness to history 20 years ago in China. Mike Gallagher and his wife were in Tiananmen Square when the government crackdown on student protesters began.
There were people on bikes, there were people walking. People started running because the tear gas obviously was probably the first sign of some problem.
Gallagher had been in China on a trade mission for the U.S. He, his wife, and several other Americans were evacuated by the Chinese to Japan. And figure skating champion Michelle Kwan getting ready to graduate from DU this weekend. Kwan's earned a B.A. in international studies and minored in political science. Sports, Rockies fall to the Astros 6-4. They'll try to prevent a series sweep tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a busy drive around Denver, but no crashes to get anyway as far as the highways go. It's going to take you about 15 to 20 minutes. This travel in either direction of I-25 between the Tech Center and downtown. Southbounders on 225, you're also running into delays as you make that Parker curve all the way up to I-25. Speeds in that stretch are going to dip into the teens and 20s in spots. Heavy pockets on 36 as well as the eastbound side, 6th Avenue. Starting on the approach to Federal, taking you up to I-25. We do have a surface street crash in the works. This one's at Colfax and La Panne. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's all on sale this Friday and Saturday at Kohl's. Absolutely, positively everything. Plus shop power hours Friday 3 to 11 p.m. and Saturday 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the lowest prices of the week. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PureFoyChevrolet.com.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. Buy a half-off round of golf at Omni Interlochen Resort this week only. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
AM760 Progressive Talk.
I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. We've been talking about the rise of vigilantism. And it all comes in context of, I think, the teabagization of our politics. The right wing in a spasm, I think. And you've got Dick Cheney out there making an institutionalized, really a case for institutionalized vigilantism when we're talking about Guantanamo. And torture and lawlessness. And on the line, as promised, as promoed all this week, we have Professor Noam Chomsky. He probably needs no introduction. Our audience probably knows him, but he is the world famous political activist and professor. Professor Chomsky, thank you for joining us today.
Glad to be with you.
So we've been talking about the rise of this or this perceived rise of vigilantism in our society, and of late we have this killing in Oklahoma City. We've got obviously the Wichita killing. We've got here in Colorado we have a situation where a guy who was going to be put on trial for child abuse was just killed right before his trial. And I'm wondering, you've done a lot of writing and speaking on lawlessness from the top. And I'm wondering whether you think there is a connection to all this. The idea that Dick Cheney, for instance, is out there talking about how our government really doesn't have to pay attention to laws and ends justify the means. Are we seeing this kind of real-world ramifications of this? And if not, what are the real-world ramifications of that?
Well, I think there are extremely regrettable incidents, but for the moment I think they're too scattered and random to draw any connections to Cheney's position. I mean, after all, the lawlessness has been, first of all, it goes back very far. I mean, for example, the Reagan administration rejected a world court decision calling on it to put an end to international terrorism in Nicaragua, and in fact vetoed two UN resolutions calling on states to observe international law. That didn't lead to... In fact, the U.S. is the only country at the moment to have rejected a world court decision. And that's only one of many examples. I suspect that if there is anything systematic to the current wave of killings you're talking about, it may be a reaction to the severely deteriorating economic situation. I don't know how we could draw a connection to Cheney. I mean, he is taking that position, but that's not as severe and significant a fact as the fact that the government, when he was the leading figure in it, was taking that position.
We're talking to Noam Chomsky, the world-renowned professor, political activist. Speaking of, I mean, you do a lot of writing and speaking on world affairs. We've got President Obama over in the Middle East today. It's being touted as a major potentially transformative event. How do you see his speech? Does it match up with his administration's actions? Do you think it's all show, or do you think there's something real behind it?
Well, it's very hard to... I mean, I read the speech. In fact, I've already written a comment about it. But he kept it pretty vacuous. I mean, there was a little bit of... There was very little that was substantive. On most issues, he just repeated official U.S. positions, which are well known, and then things about everyone should live together and be happy and so on. He did say a few minor things about Israel-Palestine, it was supposed to indicate it's been heralded as indicating a turning point in U.S.-Israeli relations. When you look closely, there's almost nothing there. He called on Arabs and Israelis not to point fingers at each other. There's no recognition that there's a third side in this, namely the United States, which has played a decisive role. And since he doesn't indicate that should change in any way, one can only assume that he means it to continue. And the way it's been is support for unilateral there's been for 30 years U.S.-Israeli unilateral rejection of the political settlement that the whole world has been calling for, two-state settlement on the international border. And Obama has made no indication that anything's going to change in that respect. The big issue that they're debating is settlements. There is a confrontation over what's called natural growth. Should Israeli settlements be able to continue to build within designated areas that Israel's intends to annex and push in his so-called vision about the Middle East. The Middle East peace essentially authorized that. Now, there is what's called a roadmap, 2003, that all sides formally agree is the basis for settled what they must do, the steps they must take. And the first phase of the roadmap says Israel freezes all settlements, including natural growth of settlements. So, in fact, Obama is reiterating the 2003 roadmap that everyone pretended to accept. Well, obviously hasn't, you know, Israel hasn't accepted it, nor has the U.S. They've continued expanding the settlement activity, and the Bush administration has made it clear that, in response to questions from the press, that no measures will be taken to impose any pressures on Israel to keep to it, just symbolic pressures, and not even what the first Bush president did. He reduced U.S. aid to Israel insofar as it was going to create the settlements on the West Bank, all of which are recognized to be illegal, incidentally. But Obama said, no, we're not going to even do that. So it looks like just talk. Also not mentioned in the whole discussion is that even if Israel were to accept phase one of the 2003 roadmap and to freeze growth, that would leave in place unchanged a huge settlement project that renders a Palestinian state completely unviable, even if it ever comes along, and nothing's been said about that.
We're talking to Professor Noam Chomsky, the author, activist. So to broaden it out a little bit, there's been a debate about people of, you know, is Obama fulfilling the promises of quote-unquote change that he made on the campaign trail? Some people say yes, some people say no. We see some new details today about the administration intervening in a court case or taking a position in a court case that seems like it's in support of, for instance, the warrantless wiretapping situation, the administration continuing to support no-strings-attached bailout money to the financial industry. What's your take on this? Are you of the belief that it takes time to implement change, or are you of the belief that we're seeing evidence that we're not going to get quote unquote change? And if we're not going to get quote unquote change, why do you think that is the reality?
Well, first of all, you can't charge Obama with backing off on his campaign promises because they were almost totally vacuous. I mean, suppose U.S. political campaigns are basically run by the public relations industry. In fact, it's not even hidden. Obama's campaign, as I'm sure you know, was given the award by the advertising industry best marketing campaign of the year. Suppose you're a campaign manager and you read the polls, of course, and you find that 80% of the population thinks the country's going in the wrong direction. Well, okay, then you'll make your slogan change. In fact, McCain did too, change. What change? That was never said. Just change, hope. Obama is doing pretty much what I think we should have expected. He never really portrayed himself as anything other than a kind of familiar centrist Democrat who's pretty much following policies of the second Bush administration, which was less brazen and extreme than the first. And the case you mentioned is one of many. I mean, he's repeatedly taken slightly modulated Bush administration positions on the civil liberties issues. So, for example, the courts had granted rights, habeas corpus rights, to prisoners in Guantanamo. And that was extended generally, but the Obama Justice Department is intervening to prevent them from being applied in Bagram, much more serious place, and other black sites, wherever they may be. We're not told about them. and in other cases too, has slowly returned to pretty much the Bush framework, with a little modulated. So there's a rhetorical change, and the Europeans are very happy about it. So they don't like to be openly insulted to their face by brazen arrogance. They'd much rather be told politely, you know, you're our partners, we love you, and so on. But apart from the rhetorical change, it's very hard to point to anything significant. And some of what can be pointed to is simply more aggressive. Obama has, Bush had already escalated the U.S. war in Afghanistan since 2004, and Obama's carrying it much further, also extending it to Pakistan, which could have, already killed plenty of people, but it could have very dangerous effects. The Obama administration is also proceeding to construct huge so-called embassies, actually cities within a city in Pakistan and Afghanistan on the Baghdad model, which is an indication of future intentions. You know, build these huge monstrosities if you expect just to have an embassy in a country. With regard to Israel-Palestine, it's about the same. I mean, he praises the Arab Peace Initiative, but invariably, again this morning, omits its basic content. Its basic content is a two-state settlement in accord with the international consensus. Obama ignores that. He says, well, it's a wonderful initiative, but it's only the beginning. You have to go on, but we don't even acknowledge it.
Well, and let me just wrap this up, and I know you're pressed for time, but very, very quickly, in light of all of that, why, you know, listeners here on this station and throughout the country, I mean, I've always, what is the reason to hope? Is there a reason to be optimistic that this is a potential moment of opportunity? I mean, what is the reason to be optimistic if there is a reason?
There is a reason, and it is a moment of opportunity. I mean, one thing the Obama campaign did, it energized a lot of people and gave them a feeling that we can do something, that there ought to be hope and change. But it's not going to come from above. I mean, if people organize and act, become engaged, keep at it day after day, they can press the administration towards change. That's how things happen. I mean, the New Deal, for example, didn't come about because Roosevelt and his advisors said, yeah, let's have all these wonderful things. That was a reaction to extensive popular pressure, union organizing, militancy, other kinds of activism. Yeah, it led the government to respond. Same with Johnson's measures. They were in context of large-scale popular activism and pressure. If people just sit back and wait to take orders from, say, to press the Obama brand, as the campaign puts it, nothing much is going to happen. On the other hand, if the population behaves as it should in a functioning democratic society, namely developing programs and pressing in the public arena for them to be implemented actively, you know, that can affect any administration, in particular this one.
Professor Noam Chomsky, thank you so much for taking time. I know you're extremely busy. We really appreciate it here. As you know, you're a big hero of mine, and we really appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Glad to be with you. Yeah.
That was Professor Noam Chomsky, the world-renowned activist, author, and just a brilliant mind. And we will talk after the break about his conclusions about the Obama administration. You heard it here. Noam Chomsky saying that the Obama administration has fulfilled its promise in the sense that it didn't make many promises to make real change. What do you think about that? A pretty controversial assertion, especially on the day that President Obama is over in Cairo giving a speech that purports to be a major change of U.S. international and diplomatic policy. We're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after the break to debate it out, see what you think about those assertions. First, a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic on the freeways already pretty decent shape for us. Been a quiet morning. Do have a few surface street crashes, but I'll get those to those in just a second. Our heaviest spot right now out there, southbound I-25 up in North Glen, going to be stop and go 104th to 84th. Same deal, westbound 76, Commerce City exit basically all the way to I-25, a hot spot. And we're also busy eastbound C-470, Wadsworth to Santa Fe, westbound Turnpike from Wadsworth to McCaslin, again from Table Mesa into Boulder at Baseline. Now, our surface street accidents, two vehicles involved, 108th and Wadsworth, got one at eastbound Colfax and Lapan, and finally one at 13th and Broadway. The forecast, partly sunny, scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon, some may be severe, highs around 80 right now, 57 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Denver, show your pride, move your ride. Help to keep Denver's streets, air, and water clean.
Join us at Spring Hill Golf Course for the 18th annual Couples Classic on Sunday, June 14th. Hi, it's Karen from Golf Aurora. The Couples Classic is an 18-hole modified Scotch format and costs $85 per couple. Come on out and test your golf skills against other couples. It's a fun tournament with no handicap required. The tee times begin at 8 a.m. on Sunday, June 14th. For more information on the Couples Classic at Spring Hill or for entry forms, visit golfaurora.com and click on Event Schedule. That's golfaurora.com.
It's Tom Harbin to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill Wood Products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill pine flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, it's cheaper to buy, and it helps Colorado forests and workers. Visit their showroom in Lakewood and mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD, 303-205-WOOD, or lowershardwoods.com.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, accelerated piano method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
One movie, two tickets, about $20. Add popcorn, two drinks, and some milk duds, you're over $30.
But what if you could take that same $30 and get hundreds of movies, thousands of choices, and original programs you just can't see at the movie theater?
Well, right now, you can. Get Comcast Digital Cable with all your favorite channels plus 8 channels of HBO for just $29.99 a month for 1 year. With Comcast, you'll tap into On Demand so you watch what you want, when you want. You'll also get HBO On Demand so hit movies and original shows like Entourage are available anytime. Digital Cable, On Demand, HBO, and HBO On Demand. Just $29.99 a month for 1 year. Have movie night every night. Never leave your couch. Milk duds not included. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 6/21/09. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. 1 year commitment required. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and franchise extra. Call for details.
Both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
AM 760 has the Jay Marvin Show with David Sirota, mornings at 6.
That is important. At least in my opinion, it's important.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
Not brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Let this be a lesson to you, girl. Don't come around when you know you don't belong.
826 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We just heard from world-renowned scholar, professor, political activist Noam Chomsky. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to... first of all, you need to be listening in for, because it's coming. I'm telling you, it's coming. The giveaway of a pair of tickets to both days of the Mile High Music Festival. Have on your speed dial 303-631-2760. 303-631-2760. Caller 7, when John Turk gives you the cue, don't call it now, but when he gives you the cue, and it's coming up in the next little while here, if you're caller 7, you will get a pair of tickets to the Mile High Music Festival. So keep your ears open for that. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a news update, and then we're going to debate out. We're going to open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo to debate out some of the controversial assertions made just now by world-famous activist and political scholar Noam Chomsky. But first, a news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, so national news. President Obama is in the Middle East today giving his speech asking essentially for a detente between the United States and the Muslim world. On the domestic front, New York Times reports that Obama said that he is receptive to congressional proposals that would require Americans to have health insurance and oblige employers to share in the cost. However, he said there should be exemptions for people who can't afford insurance and for small businesses in general. We talked about this with Noam Chomsky. Attorney General Eric Holder on Wednesday reversed a Bush administration ruling that had weakened the ability of immigrants facing deportation to argue that their lawyers did a bad job. And let me correct that. We did not talk about that with Noam Chomsky. We talked about this next story with Noam Chomsky. And the Washington Post reports that a federal judge yesterday declined to penalize Justice Department lawyers for flouting his orders in a sensitive electronic surveillance case where the Obama administration sided with the Bush administration to the alarm of civil liberties groups. This deals with the warrantless wiretapping situation. The Obama administration essentially weighing in on behalf of the Bush administration's warrantless wiretapping program. Chomsky cited that as a big piece of evidence that the Obama administration has not represented real change. Senators are demanding answers about how GM decided which dealerships to close. A very heated congressional hearing yesterday, senators saying because the government gave GM money, they should be able to get those answers, and I happen to agree with them. If taxpayer money's on the line, taxpayers deserve answers. The New Hampshire legislature approved revisions to a same-sex marriage bill on Wednesday, and Governor John Lynch promptly signed the legislation, making the state the sixth to let gay couples marry. In local news, as we mentioned, a man was found shot to death in a Colorado Springs park. He was scheduled to appear in court on child abuse charges the next day, so it seems like we might have a vigilante-style killing in Colorado Springs. Economic news, Metro Denver's unemployment rate declined to 7.5% in April compared with 8.2% in March. However, Colorado Department of Labor says the monthly dip likely reflects a regular increase in seasonal work, not a structural improvement in unemployment. By contrast, last year unemployment in this month of last year was at around 4.2%. Colorado Green Jobs get a hiring boost. The state's weatherization partners, agencies, and nonprofits are ramping up hiring to help meet increased goals for weatherization work. That comes from in part from federal stimulus funding. Bill Ritter, yesterday he signed that bill restricting the Army from expanding into Pinyon Canyon. He makes another good move today. News today is that he signed a bill into law preventing companies from misclassifying their workers as temporary or otherwise contract workers so as to not pay those workers full benefits. And he also signed a bill that's starting to reform the villainous taxpayer Bill of Rights. So Ritter making some solid moves. Ritter, of course, is going to be facing, I think, a very tough re-election campaign. One of the candidates, former Congressman Scott McGinnis, who's vying for the Republican nomination to run against Ritter, is scheduled to address a meeting of the National Association of Royalty Owners. That's basically the people who own the rights to basically oil and gas interests. And in our final story, little news of the weird, news of the interesting, I guess, The Tacoma News Tribune reports that a 17-year-old student in a high school there, after delivering a speech on drug legalization, upon finalizing the speech, publicly lit up a joint in front of the whole school, smoked it, and then ate the remains. So quite a way to spark discussion over drug policy reform. That is your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. After the break, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, and we are going to debate out Noam Chomsky's assertions that the Obama administration really does not represent significant change from the Bush administration. Do you believe that that's true? 303-713-7600. Chomsky, the world-renowned scholar, saying that it's certainly rhetorical change, and it's certainly true that there is a historic opportunity for us to try to make change right now, but Obama himself has not really epitomized yet substantive policy change. What do you think of that? 303-713-7600. Remember, keep your ears open for John Turk to cue you on that call-in contest to win a pair of tickets to both days of the Mile High Music Festival. That number, 303-631-2760. Don't call it yet, but when John Turk cues you for it, if you're the seventh caller, you'll win those two prize tickets. Speaking of John Turk, let's get a traffic update.
Thanks, Dave. The trip down 25, just a bear for us right now. We leave in North Glen, 104th to 84th, stop and go. Same deal after 58th, all the way into downtown after Spear Boulevard. Got a few crashes as well. One on southbound 225 around Dayton Station. It's not affecting traffic, but people are kind of slowing down and taking a look at it. Also got a disabled vehicle blocking the right lane, eastbound I-70 as you approach Colorado Boulevard. Two surface street accidents, one at 108th and Wadsworth, and one eastbound Colfax at La Panne. The forecast, sun and clouds mixed, possible severe thunderstorms in the afternoon. Look for a high around 80, right now 54 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get outside with your local experts at the North Face store this summer. Stop by the North Face store on Detroit Street and Cherry Creek North in Denver and visit the North Face booth at National Get Outdoors Day in City Park on June 13th from 9 to 3:30. The North Face. Never stop exploring.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio.
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx. The only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code? TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. That's Rockies Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it. Just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Flying out today? The parking lots at DIA are filling fast. Save time on your way by exiting Peña Boulevard at Tower Road and go left to U.S. Airport Parking. While you're there, save money on our covered spots. U.S. Airport Parking. It's so easy.
Your 401k is in danger. Your IRA is in trouble. The U.S. paper dollar is unstable. As you hear me talk, you're losing net worth fast. To make matters worse, huge government spending is devaluing your money even faster. High rates of inflation are rolling towards you like a tidal wave of loss. Don't just sit there. Protect your portfolio and your family. Buy gold now, direct and wholesale with United Gold Group.
Gold prices have tripled
since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The demand is strong, and the timing may never be better. When you buy from us, you're buying direct and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-610-6030. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-610-6030. 800-610-6030.
The Lodge Casino is giving away cash. You'll have a chance to win $25,000 playing Rollin' in the Rockies. Win 50 times the total of your five dice roll. Roll five Lodge logos and you'll win $25,000. The Lodge Casino, your first choice for fun.
Hi, it's Tom Harbin to tell you about Lauer's Hardwoods. Want to save money, help the environment, and improve the look of your home? Buy Beetle Kill Wood Products. Lauer's Hardwoods carries Beetle Kill pine flooring, paneling, trim, siding, 2x4s, and logs. It's beautiful, it's cheaper to buy, and it helps Colorado forests and workers. Visit their showroom in Lakewood and mention this ad to receive 10% off on your purchase. For details, call 303-205-WOOD, 303-205-WOOD, or lowershardwoods.com.
And the world.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Remember, listen in. John Turk, very soon going to cue you for that pair of tickets to both days of the Mile High Music Festival, July 18th and 19th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. The festival features Tool, Widespread Panic, The Fray. Turk is going to cue you. The call-in number, 303-631-2760. If you're caller 7 when John Turk gives the word, you will win a pair of tickets. Okay, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo right now.
In this dojo, does it?
No, sensei!
Pain does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei!
Defeat does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei!
That signals the opening of the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
And how apropos. Due to David Carradine's death today.
I know.
So we got to open up the dojo for him. Moment of silence in the dojo.
Moment of silence. Ready? Here we go. Okay. To David. There you go. To David Carradine. Moment of silence on his death. The great movie Kung Fu hero. And I guess in Kill Bill, kind of a villain. Sort of a villainish character. The wires are reporting that he died in Bangkok today at the age of 73. And we're going to open up the dojo. We're going to duke it out on Noam Chomsky's assertion just a little while ago, saying that the Obama administration doesn't really represent, at least not yet, real change. Saying that a lot of it has been rhetoric. There hasn't been real substantive change. Chomsky citing Obama's refusal to change the warrantless wiretapping program, his defense of some of the interrogation techniques, his administration's secrecy. He even cited today's speech in Cairo that President Obama gave and that's being renowned as some massive change. He said, you know, if you read the speech, it's all rhetoric. There's no actual substantive policy change. Do you think Chomsky's right or wrong? You think he's too harsh? You think he's too impatient? 303-713-7600. We've got open lines here. 303-713-7600. Do you think Noam Chomsky is right? The world-famous scholar saying that the Obama administration does not represent and has not represented real change. Now, to me, the most interesting part of the interview in the last part of this hour was when I asked Chomsky, you know, well, if you don't think this means change, do you think we should be, why should we be optimistic? What reason do we have to hope that there will be change? He said, well, it is definitely a historic opportunity. And he credited Obama with, at minimum, energizing a group of people to expect change. But he said, if we sit back and hope change will be just handed down from the mountain, we're not going to get it. So what do you think? 303-713-7600. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. Dave in Denver, you're in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
Morning, how you doing, Dave?
Good.
I was just calling in. He's kind of right to a point, but then the point he fails to also look into is the obstructionist Republican senators that are in the Congress who aren't allowing them to sit another senator that would help them go more towards a change that they want to make.
Yeah, you know, it does make some sense, except I don't really buy it yet because it's hard for me to believe that Obama won with such a mandate that it seems like you can't win with such a mandate and have such sky-high approval ratings, be basically the biggest president, and in that I mean, like, you know, have the most political capital of any president in the United States in recent history, and then say, well, I can't get my agenda through because of I can't find one Republican senator. I mean, it just doesn't. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it.
Yeah, that makes sense. But then the other thing I'm also looking at is it took how many years to mess everything up, and everybody's expecting this stuff to change in 6 months.
Oh yeah, no, and that I agree with you on, and I completely agree with you on that. I mean, here's my point on all this: is that we can't expect all of the major problems that took years to develop to be changed right away. They're going to take years to fix. But I think we still can judge Obama and say, okay, what is he saying he wants to do? Right? Let's judge him by what he says he wants to do. Are the goals he's setting out, do they even represent change? And then you look at things like civil liberties. You look at things like financial regulations, which, as we've reported here, have been being watered down all over the place. And the actual things that he's aspiring to, in a lot of cases, and according to Chomsky, really don't represent major change from the Bush administration. Now, I disagree with Chomsky in the sense that I do think that on an issue like health care, that does represent significant change. And Chomsky didn't specifically single out health care. But I do think it's not, you can't go as far as saying, look, that the Obama administration really is like the Bush administration on the whole. I'm not willing to go that far, at least not just yet. I do think much of the change has been rhetorical so far and not policy or policy goals. That I completely agree with Chomsky. But but the key point that I think he made, which is so important and so controversial, is what he's really saying, I think, is that for all of the rhetoric about major change, the rhetoric about major change is in the media and from the Obama administration itself is far greater and bigger than the actual substantive policy changes being reached for. He's basically saying that our political debate and the way we're talking about these issues and the issue, the idea of change, doesn't represent what's actually going on in the real world, at least not yet. Dave, thanks for the call. Mark in Aurora, you're on AM 760. Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Dave?
Okay.
I kind of side with you. You guys kind of took the wind out of my sail just now, but I mean, we can't expect a whole lot of change in just a short period of time. I mean, this thing has to be broken down, dismantled, and reconstructed. I mean, basically, that's what he has to do, and he's only one man. I mean, look what he has to deal with. So I think he's doing a fine job as far as taking his time, you know, and he's fighting his battles the way he has to fight them. I mean, we as Americans have to change as well.
That's such a good point, man. That is such a good point. And I think that's a point that, you know, politicians, and I don't blame Obama for. Politicians don't like to blame us, right? They don't like to blame the people they're asking for votes from. But if you want to really honestly assess the situation, if we want change, it's as much, and I would say a lot more, up to us than it is up to Barack Obama. I mean, we have to be activated and force him to do things and force not only him to do things, but the Congress to do things. And, you know, I have to say, Chomsky, he is, when you listen to him, he is ultimately an optimist. He said, you know, this is really a potential moment if we rise to the occasion. You know, I'm probably more pessimistic than him in the sense that I don't yet feel like it's clear we're going to rise to the occasion. I feel like there's a lot of people out there who think, hey, let's all just sit back and wait for President Obama just to hand down change. And that's just not the way things work.
Right, and that's part of the problem. I mean, you know, and I listen to all these shows when I'm driving on the road, and, you know, I can't believe some of the things I hear coming from the other side, but it's like, when will we as citizens get off our behind and go vote these people out? I mean, you've got guys have been in office for, I mean, I'm 47 years old, and I'm hearing the same thing as a child, the same guys in office. You know, it's just ridiculous. Get them out and get the people in there that do want to make the
change. And when they get in there, you got to hold their feet to the fire. And I tell
exactly.
You something, the thing that worries me most about the Obama era, if you will, it's this idea that, hey, look, in 2008, we voted for change, and that's all we have to do. And I would just sit back, and Obama, he's a good guy. He's gonna deliver. And, you know, that's just not the way things work. And you know what? You know who would admit that? You know who has admitted that? Barack Obama. He's admitted that, too. Mark, thanks for the call. Darren in Fort Collins, you're on AM 760.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Want to say you're doing a great job, but then, of course, you've got John Turk to back you up, so how could you go wrong, right?
Captain John Turk. He's got no Chewbacca in the Millennium Falcon. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, I really appreciate you, though. Thanks.
Thanks.
Couple of things. I don't know where to go now after listening to the last two callers. I was just going to call in and answer your question simply that this is Noam Chomsky. When he says there's no substantive change, he always has good reasons and deep reasons. The thing I admire about Noam Chomsky, whether you read his books, you watch his lectures, you watch him debate on panels, he's always rational, and he has not just one or two thoughts and not just one or two pieces of evidence, but voluminous evidence. He has teams of research assistants that find him things that say, yep, this is why I know what I know. So it's really hard to argue with a Noam Chomsky. I've never seen anyone stand him down.
Well, and you know, the reason he hasn't been, you know, he got kind of blacklisted on the media, the mainstream media. He used to be on all the shows, you know, this is 20 years ago, and he had this problem where guests wouldn't go on against him.
Well, sure. Because
he would just destroy them. I mean, and not even be mean about it. He'd just substantively destroy him. Yeah, he is an amazing, really an amazing voice, an amazing person, and it was really, really an honor to have him on. And I agree with you. When somebody like Noam Chomsky raises the alert. Now I'm mixing my metaphors, but he is like the ultimate canary in the coal mine. This guy has been right over and over and over again, and you may not agree with him, but you can't simply write him off. Thanks for the call. 850 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Is Noam Chomsky right? He was just on our show saying that the Obama administration doesn't yet represent real change from the Bush administration. Is that too harsh? Is he right? Is he wrong? What do you think? 303-713-7600. And also keep your ears open for Turk cueing you. John Turk cueing you on that pair of tickets to both days of the Mile High Music Festival. The queue is going to be coming up soon. Speaking of Turk, let's go to a traffic update.
You got it, Dave. Got a right shoulder accident northbound I-25 at Alameda. Small backups to Washington Street, but speeds are still pretty slow there on the approach into downtown. Southbound side also stop and go 58th Avenue past Spear Boulevard. Things starting to improve a little bit up in North Glen. Also got a few surface street situations. A new one, Monaco and Alameda, crashed there. Also a couple in the cleanup phase, 108th and Wadsworth and 13th and Broadway. Your forecast, partly sunny, scattered thunderstorms late in the afternoon. Look for a high around 80. Right now, 54 degrees in Denver. And now's your turn. Caller 7, 303-631-2760. You're going to get a pair of tickets to each day of the Mile High Music Festival. That's July 18th and 19th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park, featuring Widespread Panic, Tool, and The Fray, and many others. So caller 7, 303-631-2760. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival opening weekend is June 13th and 14th. Stop by any participating Wendy's and pick up a 2-for-1 coupon for opening weekend. Buy one adult ticket, get one free. Eat, drink, and be merry at the Colorado Renaissance Festival. It's affordable fun for everyone.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices.
If you really love quality Swiss timepieces, then you must go to Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. As you might expect from the store that has five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores, you'll find an outstanding collection with brands like Tag Heuer, Movado, Tissot, Swiss Army, and many more. But it isn't just the brands. It's the number of timepieces within each brand that truly distinguishes Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud supporter of AM 760. Did you know that electricity rates have gone up by 38% in the last year? Why not lock in low electricity prices for life by going solar? Let Independent Power Systems show you how rebates and tax incentives pay for up to 60% of a solar system. That's nearly $25,000 off. Independent Power Systems reminds you that the XL solar rebate won't last forever. Act now before the opportunity to save up to 60% on solar ends. Call Independent Power Systems at 303-443-0115 for a free solar assessment from the Coors Field Solar Experts. Going solar is easy. Let Independent Power Systems show you how. Call 303-443-0115. That's 303-443-0115. Or visit Independent Power Systems online at solarrips.com. S-O-L-A-R-I-P-S.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Old Santa Fe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
That's freescore123.com.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-508-9240. That's 1-800-508-9240. 1-800-508-9240.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. On the line, we have the winner of our contest, our call-in contest for the Mile High Music Festival, winning that pair of tickets, Jason Prouch. Jason.
Yes.
So you must be psyched, man.
I am, definitely.
Which bands are you looking forward to seeing? We got Tool, Widespread Panic, The Fray. You a big music fan?
I am, yeah. I'm most excited to see Widespread Panic.
You've been to the Mile High Music Festival? Turk is going crazy in the he loves Widespread Panic.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Mile High Music Festival before?
I have not.
Man, it's supposed to be awesome. I've never been. Turk, tell us a little bit. I mean, how awesome is it?
I didn't make it last year.
But
so
you've been before, though.
I'm really looking forward to it. The lineup this year is awesome. I wasn't a real big fan of the lineup last year, so this year I'm stoked.
You've been to it before, though, right?
No, this is only the second year of it.
This is the second year. See, I'm showing my...
He's showing his Montana-isms.
I'm showing my Montana-isms.
That's all right,
there.
Dave. I mean, you know, it sounds like it's something that's been going on forever.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it's got a name, you know.
It does, yeah. So, Jason, you were... where are you calling in from, by the way?
I'm heading to Boulder right now.
Oh, cool. Cool, man. Well, listen, congratulations. Thanks for taking part in the contest. Enjoy it, man. Enjoy the panic.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, man.
All right. Take care.
All right, so we'll go back to the phones, take one more call, and we'll get back to this topic. Do you think the Obama administration really does represent change? Noam Chomsky says, no, not yet. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Pete and Greeley, you're on AM 760. Pete.
Hey, David. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I have a lot of respect for Professor Chomsky. I've seen him in person, and I've read several of his books. And, you know, it's really hard to argue with him. I'd just like to make the point that I think sometimes he overuses that term vacuous. And, you know, I think all presidents, the rhetoric of their campaigns, they're as far back as I can remember, they're all vacuous, if you want to use that term. I think you'd actually even find Roosevelt's rhetoric vacuous.
Yeah, and I do think, look, I do think that there is value to a president's rhetoric in the sense that yes, rhetoric may only be rhetoric, but if a president, one of the things that makes a president powerful is the bully pulpit, and so the rhetoric does have value along with the policy as well. Thanks for the call. All right, stick around. We're going to go to the national news, and then we'll get back to your calls. So if you're holding on, keep hanging on. Does the Obama administration really represent change? That is the topic. We'll get back to it.
My house is like a bad time machine. You walk into the kitchen and you're immediately sucked back into the 70s. Those ugly.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Hey, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Family, David Carradine, iconic star of the 1970s TV show Kung Fu, and more recently,
as you know,
the movie Kill Bill.
I'm quite keen on comic books. Especially the ones about superheroes.
Carradine died at 72 in Bangkok, Thailand. One report there says police believe he hanged himself in his hotel room. Carradine, part of a Hollywood acting family that includes his late father John and brother Keith. Historic day in Cairo, Egypt. President Obama calls for a new beginning with the Muslim world. Let's go live there to CBS's Peter Mayer.
And Steve, part of the president's push for improved U.S.-Muslim relations centers on his call for the Islamic world to deal with violent groups.
The sooner the extremists are isolated and unwelcome in Muslim communities, the sooner we will all be safer.
The president invoked memories of the 9/11 attacks, warning that the U.S. will never tolerate violence by extremists anywhere. He again rejected any notion of a war against Islam, but he said the U.S. would continue to relentlessly take on groups that pose a security threat. Live in Cairo, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
For the most part, Muslims welcomed the speech, but said the words have to be backed up with actions. Stephen Cook is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
He's given an opportunity for people in the Arab and Muslim worlds to begin a conversation in their societies. He's challenged them to help him resolve the conflicts that are important to them.
Here at home, more signs the job market may be stabilizing. The government says the number of people on unemployment insurance fell for the first time in 5 months.
I think we're halfway through the woods. We've been through the darkest portion of it. That was probably late last year and early this year. But I don't expect that we'll actually be out of recession until late this year. And into 2010.
The economist Stuart Hoffman, but the bad news is in May reports from retailers. Analyst Bert Flickinger says most reported sales down.
We're seeing double-digit declines, minus 20% or more for some of the department stores, similar deep declines in specialty stores.
20 years ago, CBS's Steve Futterman was in Beijing watching China launch its bloody crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrators.
The
Army has, to some degree, opened fire right now, and now you hear lots of people running.
Today, a different scene, says CBS's Barry Peterson.
The authorities have made sure it's very, very quiet. There are no commemorations or celebrations that we know of. There may be some personal ones going on with families who lost students in the square, but certainly nothing that would be organized and nothing the government would allow. On the square itself, lots of police.
In Afghanistan, insurgents killed three U.S. soldiers with a bomb and small weapons fire. It took place just north of the main U.S. base, north of Kabul. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 41, NASDAQ ahead 11. This is CBS News.
We're building a new car company. At Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, we're restructuring to be a leaner and stronger company focused on the future, with ever-improving quality and ever-increasing fuel efficiency. It's more than a challenge, it's our responsibility, and we're making it happen right now. Plus, we're poised to serve our customers and dealers better, with a broad lineup of cars and trucks you'll want to drive. At Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, we're building a new car company. Come see what we're building for you. Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep are registered trademarks of Chrysler, LLC.
It's the medicine your mom gave you as a kid. The medicine you trusted when you were pregnant. And for many, it's what you rely on to ease arthritis pain. Tylenol has been trusted for over 50 years. And while store brands make pills that look just like Tylenol, it's important to know they're not made by Tylenol. The only way to get the brand you've trusted your whole life, the brand doctors recommend most, is to buy the brand doctors recommend most. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. 2 weeks after a blue flu hit teachers in the Boulder Valley School District, those teachers have signed a tentative contract for the upcoming school year. The Daily Camera reports teachers remain unhappy about the terms, though, as they aren't any different than the original terms, which prompted the protest. One main issue, a permanent cost of living increase the teachers want, but the district says it can't afford. And Safeway and its workers union resume contract talks today. Both Safeway and King Soopers have been seeking potential temporary workers in case of a strike or lockout. How to save energy in the hot summer months? Mayor Hickenlooper says we can learn from the Japanese. They turn up the thermostat and dress to stay cool.
So what they do is they take their neckties off and get back down to a more casual, open-shirted kind of a point of view.
The mayor and Governor Ritter promoting the idea under the banner Cool Biz. Last year, the city tried it with 7 buildings and saved more than $29,000. This year, Denver will adopt Cool Biz in more than 100 city buildings. Sports: Rockies continue to struggle as Houston wins it last night 6-4. They'll try to avoid a sweep in the series finale tonight. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound I-25 still slow downtown. Same deal for eastbounders on I-70 on that approach to Colorado. Now, on the other hand, where things are picking up pretty quickly, getting back to normal, both 270 as well as 6th Avenue. Surface street accidents, they're all being cleaned up, but you may find activity. 108th and Wadsworth, 13th and Broadway. That one's downtown as well as Monaco and Alameda. In the high country, lane restrictions due to construction along I-70 near Vail. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Check.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only
entertaining reports suggest that Will Smith is about to star in a new movie focusing on the events of Hurricane Katrina. The American Can will tell the story of John Keller, nicknamed the Can Man, after rescuing 244 people from an apartment building called the American Can Company, before directing the eventual rooftop rescue. No release date yet.
Technology. Ever wonder what happens when you delete all of those embarrassing photos from your social networking site? Well, surprise, surprise. Researchers have discovered that the answer could be nothing, for a while at least. Their studies showed that although deleted from a website server, it may take a little while for them to disappear completely off the web, and that direct links to the photos may still be active.
Ladies and gentlemen, after huge success in movie theaters, Kung Fu Panda is set to hit the small screen. Nickelodeon is planning a 26-episode television series revolving around the martial arts-loving panda Pug. It's not known yet if Jack Black will reprise his role as the voice of the panda in the series, which is set to launch sometime next year.
Showbuzz. Us. She is a researcher at a group that has put out a report about Chevron, which obviously is a big deal here in Colorado. It is a report that you can find at the www.truecostofchevron.com. And this report takes a look at, it was prepared in advance of Chevron's shareholder meeting, which took place at the end of May, and it's a groundbreaking 44-page report. It details a lot of what Chevron does and what it doesn't do. And Antonia, thank you for taking the time this morning.
Well, thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning. So, okay, so outline, you know, the top line findings of your report. Why should we be interested? Why should listeners be interested in what you found here in Colorado?
Well, it's critical as Colorado looks at the development of oil shale. Of course, Chevron, one of the leaseholders in Colorado, and a company that is lobbying aggressively to expand its access. What we prepared was an alternative annual report for Chevron to prepare and deliver to its shareholders at its shareholder meeting. We did get inside. We did hold up the report. The CEO, David O'Reilly, said that he had heard of our report and that it, quote, belonged in the trash, which to me as the lead author and editor was actually quite a good accolade, because what it meant was that we had really exposed the underbelly of Chevron. And the reason why we entitled the report The True Cost is that what we uncovered was a very disturbing record of a lack of adherence to environmental laws, public health laws, particularly abroad, human rights abuses, and a company that was exposing itself to massive, massive liability because of those very, very poor practices. And that this is a warning for states across the United States and countries around the world that operate with Chevron to understand that its hype, the way it portrays itself as a company, is in reality, when we look at its operations in local communities and across the world, is just not the way that the company is truly operating.
We're talking to Antonia Juhas. She is the author of The Tyranny of Oil. She has a new report out at www.truecostofchevron, looking at the behavior of Chevron. Chevron, obviously, a big deal here in Colorado because of its potential investment in oil shale development. And I remember a couple months ago, maybe it was a year ago now, it was big news that Chevron was moving some of its research, part of its research facilities here. What is your response to the idea that we need more energy development, that Colorado needs to encourage the Chevrons of the world to come here, that it's unrealistic to think that in a global economy where energy resources are becoming more and more scarce, that we're not going to develop oil shale. What is your response? And I'm only playing devil's advocate here. I don't subscribe to those rationales, but that is what you hear a lot of. What is your response to that?
Well, I mean, there's two pieces of that. The first is, you know, right now the United States is literally awash in oil. We have far too much. The companies are not producing as much as they have in the past. They're definitely not refining as much as they have in the past into gasoline because they're trying to control the price. They're exporting far more than they used to. Beginning in 2006, the amount of exporting of oil and gasoline out of the United States increased significantly. Basically, the companies that produce in the United States are doing whatever they can to hold up the price of gasoline and up the price of oil, which they're succeeding at quite well these days. And that's because we have too much oil right now and too much gasoline for their interests. But the other side of the coin is when you're dealing with within your own state. So I'm originally from Colorado, but I live in California now. And Chevron is the largest corporation in California. It also operates an enormous 100-year-old refinery right across the bay from where I live. And you have to look at what are the necessary regulatory restrictions, oversight, enforcement, that's going to be required to make sure that this and the other companies actually operate in a manner that is consistent with the needs of the state to protect the environment, to protect public health of the communities who live near these operations. So in Richmond, a refinery that Chevron has operated for 100 years, you know, right in its own home state, this is one of the dirtiest, worst refineries in the country, according to the EPA. It is in significant noncompliance for air, clean air standards. It releases enormous quantities of toxins, cancer-causing toxins, into the community. The community where it operates has some of the highest cancer rates in the state. It has high rates of asthma. The refinery has uncanny tendency to have massive explosions far too regularly that are caused by the last one, by an old leaking pipe that should have been replaced 30 years ago, according to the company. And this is a refinery, you know, down the block from its world headquarters. So if we look at it, that's the way Chevron treats its neighbors. The state of Colorado needs to think very, very seriously about the type of regulatory environment that needs to be in place first before shale development should even be considered, because of the enormous consequences once that step is opened up, and the door is opened up for the Chevrons of the world. And, you know, this is one of the most profitable corporations the world has ever known. It made $24 billion in profits just last year. That's a 2,100% increase from the profits it made in 2002. And with all that money, wouldn't you think it should have, you know, glistening state-of-the-art operations instead of, according to the EPA, some of the dirtiest operations in the country?
We're talking to Antonio Yuhas. She's the author of The Tyranny of Oil, a new report out about Chevron, which is a major company here in Colorado, www.truecostofchevron.com. All right, so I have to ask, if you could play God for a minute, mm-hmm. and or let's say play governor for a minute,
mm-hmm.
or senator, because, I mean, some of this will be federal, some of this will be state, what are the top three or five things you would like to see the legislature do to deal with the problems that you've outlined?
Well, there's three. It's regulation, it's oversight, and it's enforcement. And if we have learned anything due to this, due to our financial collapse, it is that the concept that corporations can be self-regulating needs to be stuffed down a hole, buried, covered up, and never looked at again, because it doesn't work. And it doesn't work not just for our finances. It doesn't work for our air and our land and our health and our environment, for sure. And that corporations that spend a lot of money on public advertising to make themselves look like clean companies, that's not the reality of what they do, and they should be spending that money instead on making their operations clean and safe. So what we have to do when we're looking at opening up new areas of development, like shale, like expanding offshore drilling, once again, which is obviously very important for our state of California, looking at other modes of development like tar sand development in Alberta, Canada, which is very similar in the consequences to shale development, is that the companies, we cannot take them at their word for how they're going to operate, and that we first have to make sure that we have fully assessed all of the potential consequences of this type of production and fully accounted for the costs associated, and then weigh the costs and benefits. It's 10 years at best, according to Ken Salazar, 10 years at best before we would get any commercial quantity of production out of shale regions. But we would be producing for those 10 years if you opened up the leases, right? And while that production and research is happening, there are environmental and public health and climate consequences, not to mention tourist impacts and impacts on the local economy for what that production entails. And is the benefit that we might derive 10 years from now worth the costs that are very real? And then, if we're going to go ahead, ensuring a very, very stringent, regulatory oversight and enforcement mechanisms to ensure that this type of production actually yields the benefits it's promised without overwhelming costs.
Antonia Juhas, you can find her study, www.truecostofchevron.com. She's the author of The Tyranny of Oil. I encourage you to go, again, check out this report. Chevron, obviously a big force in Colorado, www.truecostofchevron.com. Antonia, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
917, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's what we're going to do the rest of the hour here. We're going to open up the phones, and we'll do two topics, both, I think, dojo-worthy. The first topic we'll do is, are we experiencing a rise of vigilantism in this country? We've seen this Oklahoma City shooting. A pharmacist shoots one perpetrator who was coming in to rob the pharmacy, chases another one out, comes back in. The guy he shot is still alive. He pharmacist picks up another gun, shoots him five times.
You know what's crazy about that story? There's so much involved in that, Dave. It's like you got that going on. So the guy shoots the guy five times after he's already laying there on the ground kind of twitching because he's been shot in the head, doesn't have a weapon. And then meanwhile, there are two kids under 16 years old, I believe, and two more people have been arrested in connection with it. I think a 39-year-old and a 42-year-old man.
Oh, wow.
That happened. One of them happened to be dating one of the boys' mothers.
Oh, man.
So it looks like these guys kind of talk these kids into going in there and doing this robbery for them. And then you also have an African-American judge who's receiving death threats.
Yeah,
it's... Because they've decided to go with first-degree
murder against the pharmacist.
Oh, man, it's like, yeah. You know what?
So there's the rise, there's that, then there's the killing of the abortion doctor in Wichita. That is being couched. That was couched, at least by the perpetrator, in that as a vigilante killing on behalf of the anti-abortion movement. Terrible, tragic killing. You've seen in Colorado Springs a guy who was going to go on trial for child abuse. The day before his child, he was gunned down. It's not clear whether. What that was all about, but could be a vigilante killing. Are we experiencing a rise in vigilantism? And if so, why? That's one topic. Topic two, not to sound too much like John McLaughlin, is Noam Chomsky. He was on our show in the last hour saying that the Obama administration does not represent or has not represented real change. He goes through the Obama administration's record and policy aspirations on everything from Iraq to warrantless wiretapping. Do you think Chomsky's right? 303-713-7600. After the break, the AM760 Progressive Dojo will be open. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Traffic really back in nice shape for us. Only place I'm seeing some residual jams on the freeways, I-25 southbound side, I-70 past Spear Boulevard, still dipping down the 20s and 30s there. Also a little heavy northbound side from Washington Street to Alameda. That's due to an earlier accident, but looks like they just got that out of the way, and traffic is back in the 50s now. Also a little busy eastbound I-70 in the elevated portion there from Steel Street up to Colorado. Still working one surface street crash, two cars involved at Colorado and Alameda. The forecast, sun and clouds mix, possible severe thunderstorms in the afternoon. Look for a high around 80. Right now we're at 56 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get outside with your local experts at the...
Painting, a fast, affordable way to make a big difference in your home. At Ace, we make it easier. With expert advice, practical tips, and techniques, we carry a wide selection of high-quality paint, all the tools and supplies, everything you'll need to get the job done right. At Ace, we keep painting simple so you can enjoy the satisfaction of making a big difference for a small price. Stop by today. Ace, the helpful place.
Planting some trees this spring? Choose the right nursery. Creekside Tree Nursery in Boulder. Since 1993, family-owned Creekside Tree Nursery has been offering customers superior quality trees, a solid warranty, outstanding customer service, and prices below their competition. Well worth a small drive to Boulder for this kind of quality and value if you live in Denver.
No fancy sales, no gimmicks, just bigger, better trees. Creekside Tree Nursery. Visit us at creeksideboulder.com.
So you run Windows at your desk. You have an Airport Express hooked up to your stereo. You want to stream music from your PC to the big speakers. Impossible? Not with Airfoil from the guys at Rogue Amoeba. This isn't anything new, but they've just released version 2.7, which improves many of its features and now supports the Airfoil Speakers Touch app, which streams to your iPhone or iPod.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
The roller coaster ride that is American Idol is over once again. Twists, turns, and an extremely surprising ending. As Chris Allen, who was pretty much pegged as the guy who would lose out to favorite Adam Lambert, is crowned champ. When asked by Rolling Stone magazine whether he thought his sexual orientation played a part in the result, Adam laughed and simply replied, "Probably."
The first and only enhanced water designed to hydrate your joints as well as your body. Each 10-calorie bottle of Joint Juice Fitness Water is packed with a full day supply of glucosamine to help keep the cartilage in your joints lubricated, providing flexibility so you can keep doing what you do. As part of a healthy lifestyle, use Joint Juice Fitness Water daily to keep your joints healthy and flexible. Look for the blue Joint Juice Fitness Water bottles in three great flavors, berry, lemon, and kiwi strawberry, in the enhanced water section of your favorite retailer. Lubricate your joints with Joint Juice Fitness Water.
Brought to you by Joint Juice. Now available in all King Superstores.
.924 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, going up to mid-70s today. Thunderstorms in the forecast. Okay. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. The two topics: is America becoming more of a vigilante nation? If so, why? And Noam Chomsky on our show earlier in the morning, the world-famous scholar and political activist, says that Barack Obama has not represented any kind of real change whatsoever on major policies. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Barbara, you're on AM 760.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can.
Cool. You got a lot of topics, and I'd love to answer all of them, but I'm going to stick to the Noam Chomsky convey that I do agree 100%, and I think it's very valuable that somebody came out somebody of national standing on some level came out and finally said so. I think that Barack Obama turned his back on the constituency that elected him. If you go through each of the major issues for which change was hoped, we've got the war, that's being expanded. We've got the criminal behavior of the previous administration, that's being poo-pooed. We don't need to investigate that. We've got the economy, in which he placed a horrific bunch of advisors in his cabinet and has proceeded to support the corporations down the line on every topic. We've got savaging of the economy through on the level of the worker, the working man, or the homeowner. We've got health care, which I was a little bit surprised you separated out. Today he announced that we can pay for our own insurance. He supports that. We could keep the policies we've got, which are grotesque and don't cover anything. He backs the insurance companies then. So I say that he has abandoned, and I agree with Noam Chomsky 200%, he has abandoned the rhetoric. He has kept the rhetoric of change, but he has abandoned the concept of change. And you had a speaker just in, a fabulous interview, and she said it's time to get a grip on what it means to give the corporations the idea that they can police themselves or police anything else in the world except our pocketbooks. And that is the point. He is supportive of the corporate agenda against the agenda of basically the supporters, the people who are now supporting the corporations in the bailout and on and on and on.
Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with the idea that that when you look at things like the bailout, we shouldn't conclude that Obama certainly Well, his change rhetoric doesn't match his actions. I agree with that. But I also think that, you know, that what Chomsky said was is that change is not really up to, it's not typically up to, or at least only up to, the president in office. I mean, the ability to get change, the whether we get change or not, is as much a reflection on all of us as it is on the person in the office. And Chomsky acknowledged that this is a historic opportunity because of the number of people that Obama energized. And so perhaps the question should be a different question, which is not whether Obama has embraced change, but whether we're willing to do what's necessary to get the change that we say we want. I think a lot of people are under the impression that we did what we needed to do in 2008. We voted for Obama, and now we can just sit back. And that's just not the way American politics works. And so I think if Obama doesn't deliver change, it will be in part our fault. Barbara, thanks for the call. Okay, in Denver. Okay.
Yes.
Hey there.
Howdy. Hey, listen, I was talking about the vigilante issue.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of this, the reason it's in the rise, it's because a lot of people just see the injustice that occurs. I mean, a lot of people just play by the rules, and they see the people that are supposed to play by the rules but don't, and they continue to get away with it. And it's like, you know, in our communities, we just, you know, we get to the point where we say, hey, enough is enough. I mean, when is this going to stop? And I really believe that this is where it's all at, you know, that, you know, there's injustice. The problem, like, somebody wrote somewhere that says, when there's crime in society, there's injustice in society. So taking that and examining that, we get to understand why there's vigilantism and et cetera, et cetera. But a lot of it, I really believe it's because people just don't, they don't get a fair shake, and they're starting to really get fed up with it all. And they want to deal with it one way or another. And apparently this is the way people think they can deal with it. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I think there is a desperation to it. There is a feeling. And also, I think that vigilantism is also an attempt at empowerment. When people feel disempowered, when people feel helpless, when people feel like they don't know what to do to solve problems, sort of the lashing out to mete out justice, if you will. I put that in quotes because I don't think killing an abortion doctor is justice. I want to be really clear about that. But when people feel helpless or powerless, and when the media tells the country and the politicians tell the country that we should feel powerless, it sows this idea, well, we got to, quote unquote, take matters into our own hands. That's definitely driving this. I think a lot of folks feel genuinely disempowered, and which is strange because I think that the 2008 election, even Chomsky acknowledged this, made a lot of people feel very, very empowered. So I think, you know, the people who lost that election or who perceive that they were on the losing end of the election, they feel particularly disempowered and aggrieved. And that's why I think, you know, you see a lot of the, at least the language of vigilantism coming so harshly out of the right-wing media. Okay, thanks for the call. 931, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, the AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. We've got two topics we're debating out. Is vigilantism on the rise in the United States? And what do you think about Noam Chomsky's controversial assertion on the day that President Obama gave a speech in Cairo that Obama has not really represented much change from the Bush administration? pretty tough rhetoric. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, it was a pretty nice and quiet commute for us. A very few accidents on the highways, and right now really getting back to speed on I-25 anyway. Maybe a little heavy from 70 past Spear, but speeds are jumping up into the 50s there. Northbounders, no problems heading into downtown. Also, just a 15-20 minute clip. Traveling on 225 between I-70 and I-25. Our only accident right now is in the cleanup phase. Should be out of here shortly. Colorado and Alameda. Also seeing a single-lane closure, Colfax, both directions between Colorado Boulevard and Quebec. That's been going on for some time. Your forecast, partly sunny, scattered thunderstorms late this afternoon. Looking for a high near 80 right now, 56 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Don't miss the final Tower One closeout at the Pinnacle at City Park South. Best deal ever on two bedrooms from just $399.99. Call 303-333-1200 or visit the Pinnacle at 17th and Fillmore.
Find the best bargains on AM760.net with Bargain Watch. This week only, buy 18 holes of gold.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, getting dressed.
When it comes to identity theft protection, just getting a free credit report is like putting on your underwear and heading out the front door. If you don't feel incredibly vulnerable, you should. But with Identity Guard, you get an entire wardrobe full of online identity theft tools and technologies and expert telephone support that can answer any questions you may have about your underwear. I mean, credit report. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people from identity theft. My, it's a lot of happy customers. Anyway, get Identity Guard today and put some clothes on, people.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault. A $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
1-800-508-9240. 1-800-508-9240.
Now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Buy a grill or patio furniture, and you could save three ways. One, with our low prices. Two, with deferred financing. Keep your cash and pay later. Three, entertain at home versus going out. Special deferred financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Flying out today? The parking lots at DIA are filling fast. Save time by exiting Peña Boulevard at Tower Road and go left to U.S. Airport Parking and earn free parking with our Frequent Parker program. U.S. Airport Parking. It's so easy.
Your 401k is in danger. Your IRA is in trouble. The U.S. paper dollar is unstable. As you hear me talk, you're losing net worth fast. To make matters worse, huge government spending is devaluing your money even faster. High rates of inflation are rolling toward you like a tidal wave of loss. Don't just sit there. Protect your portfolio and your family. Buy gold now, direct and wholesale with United Gold Group.
Gold prices have tripled since 2001, and many experts predict the prices will climb another 100%. The demand is strong, and it's timing may never be better. When you buy from us, you're buying direct and getting wholesale prices. Call us and learn what other gold companies don't want you to know.
United Gold's 2009 Investors Kit will supply you with everything you need to know about the advantages of buying gold direct, cutting out the middleman. Your Gold Investors Kit is yours absolutely free if you call now. 800-610-6030. Supplies are limited, so call right away. You'll also get the secrets on how to own gold in your retirement account. Call now. 800-610-6030. 800-610-6030. 610-6030.
Have you missed a mortgage payment, or are you about to? There are better options than foreclosure. I'm Jeff Gadd with Coldwell Banker. I'm a certified distressed property expert, and all services are free. We have the answers you need. Go to ColoradoForeclosureAnswers.com.
Outside and inside,
9:36 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. 303-713-7600. Is vigilantism on the rise? Seen some episodes of killings that seem motivated by a sense of vigilantism, a sense of a grieving, a wrong for society. They've been tragic. They've been awful. Oklahoma City, a shooting in a pharmacy, the killing, the tragic and terrible terrorist-style killing of the abortion doctor in Wichita, a killing of a guy who was going to stand trial in Colorado Springs this week. He was killed. He was going to stand trial for child abuse. He was killed the day before his trial, which was to begin. That was this week. Is vigilantism on the rise? And then the second question we're talking about is, Noam Chomsky came on our show, the world-famous activist, author, and scholar, came on and said, President Obama really does not and has not represented real change from the Bush administration. A pretty heated assertion from Noam Chomsky. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Ralph in Colorado Springs. Ralph.
Yeah, Dave. I'm much more disappointed with American liberals than I am with President Obama. And here's the reason. Obama got in, as everyone must, as a rebel. When you take government, you suddenly have a change in your job description. Now he's got to lead the nation, the whole nation. And he's a master politician, just like FDR was. But what FDR said to his supporters, who were jumping up and down because he wasn't doing what they wanted, was, make me do it. Suddenly, we have a situation where the liberals are sort of sitting back and saying, Obama's not acting like a king. He's not doing what he said it would do. No, he's acting like a politician. What are the forces on him? The religious right is hanging together and yammering like it usually does. And the liberals sort of, took down our tents and went home.
Yeah, and the what's very powerful is, I mean, this is coming from, certainly from Obama. I was at a conference in D.C. the first 2 days of the week, and I heard a guy from Organizing for America, which is what the Obama campaign has turned into. They took their lists and they made it into this quote-unquote independent institute for supposed organizing. And somebody said, well, what is Organizing for America organized around? What is its agenda? And the guy who was speaking for Organizing for America says, our agenda is to support whatever the president's agenda is. And I had written a column about this. This is unprecedented in some ways in American history, which is that, you know, we hear about people like Hugo Chavez, Fidel Castro, and I'm not saying that Obama is Hugo Chavez or Fidel Castro at all. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that it's been a phenomenon in undemocratic countries or less democratic countries for the dear leader, if you will, to have a massive grassroots apparatus that's not organized as an independent movement, but that's organized around the agenda of the state, the agenda of the president. That is not something that we've had in America, but it is something that through Organizing for America, the Obama campaign, is trying to create, and that has swallowed, I think, a big part of the left, that the left, a big part of the left is organized around supporting President Obama, regardless of what he decides to do, and not organized necessarily or principally around a set of issues. It's a very, very big problem, I think, because if you don't have people organized around a set of issues, you're not going to get the kind of pressure on the administration that, as Noam Chomsky said, you need to have in order to create real change. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Joe in Colorado Springs. Joe, you're on AM 760.
Yay, good morning. You know, I just want to say something about the vigilantism. I think it is on the rise, and I think part of it is fear-based, and it's boiled down to this concept of the conservatives, the right wing, somehow convincing people that they have some right to take a life while defending themselves, their property, family, whatever. You know, that's what the state is for. That's what the police are for. You know, people, you know, a criminal is, I think we need to get like England, where if somebody comes into your house, you back off, let them take what they want, and then let the government take care of it. people don't have a right to defend themselves like that. I mean, I don't understand what kind of people would, who would think that they have that right.
The right, you mean, to take a life? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the right to take a life, think, well, I was defending my family. Well, if you retreat, you know, again, you don't have a right to defend your, I don't think people have a right to defend themselves, their property. This castle doctrine law, it's a house, not a castle.
Well, I don't know if I completely agree with you. I mean, I think
I don't think people have a right to defend themselves like that. You know, you couldn't take a life. If God forbid somebody comes in and takes the life of a family member, I think that's going to be relatively rare. Let the government take for it.
Well, the question is if your life or your family's life is actually being actively threatened. I mean, it is I will say this, it is certainly a very rare occurrence. Not impossible, but it's, especially compared to how it's portrayed on television, it's certainly a very rare occurrence that the average American is faced with a question of, I either have to kill, a kill or be killed situation. That is very rare. Very rare. And I know that to some people that's going to be hard to believe, because every time you turn on the TV, it seems like an entertainment show, an adventure show, a movie, and the evening news is hyping up everything as this prevalence of kill or be killed situation. But it's very, very rare. And in those circumstances, I do think, you know, sort of all bets are off. In a kill or be killed situation, everybody has the right to defend themselves. It's a question, the question of vigilantism is not really a question of self-defense. It's a question of taking the law into one's own hands with the underlying idea or belief that the state will not mete out justice. That you need to take the law into your own hands because the state will not do right by the law. And I think that, as Noam Chomsky said, that's been sort of a part of the American ethos for a long time, since well before the current era. But I do think that when you have a right wing that is now out of power and feels aggrieved and feels wrong, they are trying to legitimize the ends justify the means narrative that fuels and legitimizes, I think, among the population, the idea of vigilantism. As I said, Guantanamo Bay and the torture system down there is very clearly, I think, institutionalized vigilantism. It's an institution, the government saying we have to break the law in the name of the greater good. And I'm not saying that is responsible for, there's a direct responsibility or culpability between that and these episodes of shootings that we've seen. But I am saying that epitomizes and helps legitimize the idea that vigilantism is okay and, in fact, in some cases, admirable in our society. Thanks for the call. 9:45, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Jeff in Arvada. Jeff, you're on AM 760.
Dave, I have somewhat of a notion to disagree with you about, you know, and some of the people have said that we have to go make the politicians do this. Well, I mean, last time I checked, we're in a representative republic. They platform, and then they're supposed to go out and follow through on what they do. You know, so I agree with Noam Chomsky that, you know, he has not followed through what he's doing. And, you know, now going out and making him do that, you know, we can go out and communicate with the White House, send an email, write a letter, do that with our representative. But I just feel that the corporate interests are so much more influential and have a direct line to these individuals that we, you know, the masses really just kind of get pushed to the side.
I mean, I think that's undeniable. I mean, I think that the game is certainly rigged.
So, you know, we are stuck with, okay, we have to take them at their word on their platform. They don't do it. You know, the only thing we can do is turn them out.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's part of making them do it. I definitely think that's part of it. And I think the way our system is set up, you're right. You elect people and you sort of give them tyrannical power for a certain set period of time. That's a Republican democracy as opposed to direct democracy. It's the way things are. I mean, I also think though that making them do it means not just focusing obsessively only on the president. I mean, I think we've got a state legislature, we've got state leaders, we've got municipal leaders. I mean, we've got direct action. Look, you see grocery workers right now in this state saying they don't care who's president, who's governor, who's anything. They're going to take matters into their own hands, not in a vigilante way, in a legal way, and try to fight for their economic rights in terms of wages and pension benefits, and they're going to go straight up against the grocery stores. So there's all sorts of ways, I think, to get change in this country, and I think that you're certainly right that when you just look at the presidency, it's an office that's designed to be one of the most difficult to pressure. It's pretty sad, but there's all sorts of ways to put pressure on society and government for change that doesn't involve or only tangentially involves an obsessive focus on the White House. Thanks for the call, Rena in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. Rena.
Good morning, David. I totally agree with your last caller there. I'm basically done trying to make any of these idiots change. I'm depressed, discouraged, just about to stop being a Democrat, and I've been one my entire voting life. And, I just think these people are disgusting. I think Ben Nelson is disgusting. He came home during the break, apparently got attacked by a bunch of people about health care here in Nebraska and got all pissy because changecongress.org, I think is the name of the organization, took out some ads against him. So now, all of a sudden, oh, well, maybe he'll think about a public option for health care. The man should be ashamed of himself.
Well, Joe, I mean, Ritter, you're not going to get me to do, yeah, I'm not going to.
Joe Ritter should be ashamed of himself. Michael Bennett should be ashamed of himself.
Yeah, I mean.
And Barack Obama should be ashamed of himself.
And I think there is a lot of disillusionment out there. I mean, I definitely think there is a lot of disillusionment. And everybody's got to make their own personal decision about how much, when you sort of draw the line and shut down. What I'll say is, and I've heard Noam Chomsky say this, by the way, is that, you know, we have an instant gratification culture. And we are led to believe that all change happens in, very, very short bursts. And certainly the New Deal happened in a short burst. But the media contributes to this idea that change should happen and has to happen and often does happen in moments. You watch the History Channel and the documentaries are, you know, they show you these panoramas of these news clippings, for instance, of major changes. But those, you know, those news clippings were backed up by 40, 50, 60 years of struggle, right? I mean, the civil rights movement didn't just happen in, 1965, right? That was 40, 50, 60 years of organizing. So it's not a satisfying answer, I realize. But I do think that we need to keep our nose to the grindstone and realize that, like, as bad as things are, these things are going to take a long time. And the fact that I would play devil's advocate and only say, listen, the fact that we're discussing in a real way universal health care, that is progress. I mean, it's not satisfactory, but that is some modicum of progress. But I tell you something, Rena, I'm with you too. There's times I go home from this job or finish up a column and just feel like, you know, completely demoralized. So I completely feel you. Thanks for the call. 9:51 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get to more of your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. A couple crashes on the surface streets to look out for. One still in the cleanup phase at Colorado and Alameda. Been around for about an hour. Got a new one for you near downtown, 38th and Tejon. Also still a little busy southbound I-25 approaching downtown after I-70 and going to be a little slowed down eastbound I-70 from Steel Street up to Colorado. So the elevated deck running a little behind heading eastbound. Forecast, sun and clouds mixed, possible severe thunderstorms this afternoon. Look for a high around 80 degrees right now, 57 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's all on sale this Friday and Saturday at Kohl's. Absolutely, positively everything. Plus shop power hours Friday 3 to 11 p.m. and Saturday 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the lowest prices of the week. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Join us at Spring Hill Golf Course for the 18th annual Couples Classic on Sunday, June 14th.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Denafe Pottery has all the touches you need to make your yard a special place to be. Their spring sale is going on now. Hurry in for the best selection on a wide variety of planters, pots, sunfaces, chimeneas, and more. For the first time ever, Old Santa Fe Pottery is taking 20% off their glazed outdoor pottery. During the spring sale, all Mexican outdoor pottery is 30% off. Old Santa Fe Pottery Spring Sale. You'll find savings and selection on the perfect pieces for your yard. Old Santa Fe Pottery, 2485 South Santa Fe Drive, just south of Evans.
Get the good stuff!
Drivers want to get as many miles out of their cars as possible, so engine care is more important than ever. And your local Napa Auto Parts store is here to help with Valvoline Motor Oil for just $2.79 per quart. So stop by Napa today. And for added protection, Valvoline has just introduced its first ever engine guarantee. Registration required by 75,000 miles. Get detailed benefits, limitations, and registration at Valvoline.com. And at Napa.
Get the good stuff!
Looking, it's embarrassing. And don't even get me started on my bathrooms. I'd love to get new cabinets, but we just can't afford it.
If you don't think you can afford to update your kitchen, you haven't discovered Designer Surplus. We sell high-quality hardwood kitchen cabinets for less, way less. Call now for your beautiful full-color catalog. 1-800-991-1337. You'll see beautiful, solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. Choose from golden oak, dark chocolate, American cherry, shaker white, and more, all at a nearby store or ship directly to you. And we sell solid wood bathroom vanities, too, with beautiful marble tops for under $300. Call now for a Designer Surplus location near you, and we'll send you a free catalog. But hurry, if you call in the next 5 minutes, you'll also receive a free discount coupon. 1-800-991-1337. That's 1-800-991-1337.
.954 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Last couple minutes here. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. The rise of vigilantism in America, is it happening? And do you think Barack Obama is not making change? That was the assertion from none other than Noam Chomsky on our show earlier in the day. Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760.
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Hey there.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on a couple callers ago. Some guy was bordering on, you know, you can't protect yourself in your home and stuff. And I just wanted to say that he'll probably change his mind the first time he wakes up to somebody in his house about 3 a.m.
What say? Meaning what? You meaning?
Well, he was saying that we don't have a right to take a life to defend ourselves.
Ah, I see. That caller. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And you know, to me, that's ridiculous. The other thing I wanted to say was that I think change is going to come when people start talking. I was raised in the 50s and 60s, and people used to talk back then. Marketplace, the barbershop, the bank. Now people hide and turn the other direction.
Yeah, I mean, I do think, and that goes to the issue of alienation. I mean, I do think this country is getting more and more alienated. Individuals are getting more and more alienated from each other. And I think that only creates a more alienated society, and I think that's certainly part of the angst eating away at America right now. Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Steve. You're on AM 760. Steve.
Morning, David. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Norm Chomsky. He's absolutely right, but you don't have to be
you know, a literary genius and scholar like him to figure that out. I mean, it's been obvious for at least a little while now. And, you know, it's not enough to say the whole FDR thing, well, you put me in office, now make me do what you want me to do. You know, he ran on, and it's already been said by one of the other callers, he ran on certain things, and now he's kind of waffling, and what he's attempting to do is walk this fine line. I'm going to water it down so I can say I gave you what I said I was going to give you, but it's not actually what I said I was going to give you. It's a watered-down version, and it's unacceptable.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because there was a New York Times story about this, about how it seems like the administration's political theory is that anything that Congress gives it, it will accept no matter how watered down. Anything that Congress sends to it, it will declare as a victory, even if it's something that's bad or something that doesn't move the ball forward. They will declare it a political victory to seem like they never lose. And so you could have a situation where the Obama administration politically looks, you know, looks like a nonstop winner, but hasn't actually moved the policy down the field. That's exactly right. Steve, thanks for the call, man. All right, last call of the day. We'll go to Paul in Parker. Paul, you're on AM 760.
Thank you for taking my call. You know, a lot of the vigilantism that you're discussing, at least from my perspective, the religious right is responsible for a lot of it, not just because of their rhetoric, but because what we have here is a classic Rome versus the church issue, in that we have God's law and the law of the state.
That's right, and I'm really glad you bring this up, because that was the motive behind the Wichita killing, which is that you can take the law into your own hands if there's a moral point of it, and that's a big part of vigilantism, a big part of the problem. Thanks for the call. All right, stick. We'll be here tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow, and then I'm off to China. So come back tomorrow.
Get the good stuff.
Father's Day is fast approaching, and what can Dad never have too many of? Well, here's a hint. It's not socks, ties, or soap on a rope. It's tools. So stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store for great gifts that he can put to good use, like a 52-piece MaxCraft socket set for just $15.55. It's the perfect gift for every dad. For a limited time only at participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Napa.
Get the good stuff.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Yes. .com. Coming up Thursday on the Tom Hartman program, I'll be broadcasting the show live from Radio Row at the United Nations. And I'm looking forward to speaking with many of the international newsmakers and shakers who hang out in that building.
The Tom Hartman program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Turn to the left with AM